When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's the 16th of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, today we're going to take a look at making Argentina great again and the price that's being paid by American farmers and American consumers. Because this is the top priority of Trump. It's always about the billionaire class. It's always about some foreign government that's paying him or some billionaires that are paying him. It's never about the people that support him. And yet, the farmers that ABC News talks to say they still support him. My people love me so much, I could kill their farms and they would still support me. It's really pathetic. And we have some very interesting study about vaxxed versus unvaxxed, some research from Dell Bigtree. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, ABC News has a story headline, "What to Know About the Trump Administration's $20 billion Bailout for Argentina." You only need to know one thing. He's not doing anything to help the farmers. And as a matter of fact, Argentina took advantage of this to steal market share from American farmers with China, using Trump's tariffs and using Trump's bailout to do that. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. Look, they haven't done anything to help the American farmers. And it's not like they didn't know, because they heard them before when they went to war with China over trade in his first term. But they didn't prepare to do anything about the harm that they were going to inflict. And instead, they're still, prevaricating around the bush with all this stuff. And what has been proposed is less than half of what they want to give Argentina anyway. Less than half of what the damage that has been done to just the soybean farmers alone. And that's not even the full story. The full story, which is just now coming out after Bessent held his press conference, the full story is that our government is going to give them $20 billion, is going to then work with them with currency swaps, and then they're going to put together a so-called private package with the big banks. They're going to lean on big banks to loan them money. And so that's going to be another $20 billion. So I don't know how much the currency swaps are worth, but just the loans, the direct loans from the American government and from the big banks and so forth are going to be $40 billion. Not a penny for the American farmer. Just outrageous. You know, when you look at this, how much longer do people, how many more data points do people need before they see that Trump is working for the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, remember that, the CFR? Well, you know, where are the conservatives? Used to be CFR was fighting words, right? That was like World Economic Forum or something. Of course, he's friendly with them as well. But the CFR loves what Trump is doing, and but not the farmers. And yet they will not turn on him. Trump's $20 billion bailout of Argentina's economy raised red flags in the U.S., especially among American farmers desperate to help dealing with a crop crisis triggered by his trade war with China. It isn't like something happened and he's got to react to it. He triggered this. He's the one who started all of this. This is his plan, and yet he didn't have a plan, did he? Argentina's president, Javier Milei, met with Trump and top U.S. officials, including Treasury Secretary Bessent, Tuesday at the White House. A $20 billion financial lifeline that included a currency swap framework with Argentina's central bank aimed at propping up the Argentine peso. So again, trust the plan? There wasn't any plan, and they still not don't have a plan to do anything. We just want to see Argentina do well, said Trump. Evidently not our farmers. If this doesn't wake people up to see that Trump is a globalist, then he's concerned with corruption and the rest of the stuff, nothing will. He doesn't care about Americans. He doesn't care about the welfare. And it's not about the welfare of farmers. It's about us even having jobs. You know, supposedly, the whole rationale for this trade war was to make America independent. How do you make us independent if you kill our farms, our small and medium-sized farms? Because the big guys are going to do fine. They can weather this with the stock market. But they'll be the ones who get the bailout if and when anything comes. The expectations, Bessent said, is that these dollars will eventually be paid back. How many times have we heard that? Yeah, it's foreign aid, but they're going to pay us back. Have we ever seen that happen? Not to my knowledge. So, even his tariffs are not about helping the middle class America, but they're about helping a globalist billionaire cartel. As a matter of fact, this is what a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, Brad Setzer, said. You can call it a bailout. You can call it a rescue. It is a credit line to a country that otherwise would be out of reserves, he said. Bessent has repeatedly denied that the deal is a bailout, saying that the U.S. is supporting the economic reforms of a key South American ally and advancing U.S. strategic interests in the region. How is it in our strategic interest to lose our farms, small and medium-sized? It's not. It's in their strategic interest. That's their geopolitical plan. That's not for America. Bessent said Wednesday that the U.S. is looking at another $20 billion lifeline, this time funded by private banks and sovereign wealth funds. So, yeah, $40 billion package. Nothing for farmers. They can't put together even a private assistance for the farmers, can they? But they can do it for Argentina. I'm fed up with this guy. I can't believe it.
No, you know, they keep saying American farmers, but they'll fund their competition.
That's right. And that's what some of the farmers are saying. Here's the deal. They keep saying, well, you know, we would give some money to the American farmers, even though he's been talking about this tariff stuff since when? Day one. Okay. So for 9 months, he's been talking about doing the tariff. But he never put together a package. He never planned to put together a package. He said, now I can't do it because the government's shut down. Well, if you can put together a private package of $20 billion for Argentina, maybe you could do that. No, they doesn't care at all about any of this stuff.
There's also the fact that for someone who's supposed to be the best at this sort of thing,
yeah,
you would think you would have had an inbuilt response. Like, all right, what is the likely reaction of these countries once I put tariffs on? Well, they're probably going to stop buying our products.
Well, he knows that because it happened the first term. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he knows that China specifically targeted the agricultural things. And then we had, I don't know if that's still in the deck or not, Lance, but the email that was, or text that was sent from Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins said, look what happened. You guys gave money. You, the Treasury Department, agreed to give money to Argentina. They dropped their export taxes on these agricultural products, and China loaded up on it, and they haven't bought any soybeans from us, zero, all this year. He knows all of this stuff. He's the guy who broke the British Central Bank along with Soros, but he was really kind of the brains behind the issue. And I think he's being set up to break us as well. So the bailout has sparked controversy with farmers, Democrats, and some Republicans, questioning why the U.S. would commit billions to boost the economy of a foreign country. Yeah, why would we help Argentina and Israel and this country and that country? And we do nothing for our country. Because it's not even about helping those countries. It's about making money for the guys that are going to be handing this stuff. It's like the military-industrial complex. Our wars are not about trying to do the right thing anywhere. It's about making money for the war machine here in America. So China stopped purchasing American soybeans amidst the trade war with the U.S. And according to the American Soybean Association, China is the largest buyer of American soybeans, purchasing more than 50% of U.S. exports in 2023 and 2024. But that's not the only farm products that they are attacking. That's the one that everybody's focusing on because it's the biggest, but that's not the only one that's there. And what is...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Trump's response man, is he doubled down to try to get an agreement? No. What he did was he had a tariff tantrum, and he raised the Chinese tariffs back up to 100%. While some American farmers have said they're afraid of bankruptcies and foreclosures because of their losses, Argentina and Brazil's farmers are increasingly supplying Chinese markets with soybeans. From his tractor, one farmer that they reached said the U.S. is, quote, bailing out our competitor in the soybean production business. Clearly, people are not happy about the markets, and my neighbors are not happy about bailing out Argentina, our competitor. Minnesota farmer Darren Johnson said China's purchase of soybeans from Argentina has cost the U.S. leverage in trade talks by satisfying China's demand for the crop. So even if you look at this and say, well, you know, Trump is playing 4D chess. That means he's going to have to kill my farm, and I'm okay with that. Well, then, even if you're looking at that and saying, well, you know, if we can bring China to its knees or stop this big trade imbalance that we've got with China, as if that was something that was really important, net result is that by giving money to Argentina and Argentina then making up the shortfall, that doesn't even make the geopolitics work. He added that many farmers still support Trump, despite frustrations with some of the administration's policies. Yeah, it kind of looks like this. A homeless guy living on the street, holding up a sign, I trusted the plan. You know, that's what's going to happen to the farmers. And they don't want to budge. we're going to put it to good faith in this administration that we're going to get a trade deal, but we're running out of time, said the farmer, Darren Johnson. Without a little help from this administration, which we don't know what is going on yet, there is still a fair amount of uncertainty. But an Iowa farmer told ABC News, the bailout for Argentina seems to run counter to Trump's America First vision. He says, it does feel like you are propping up your competition. It does seem counterintuitive to the American First ideology. I don't see any place where we come out of this ahead in the transactions. But don't worry, because Trump's people love him so much that he could shoot somebody in the head on Fifth Avenue, as he said, and they'd still vote for him. And he could kill the farmers that support him, the core of his support, and they'll still vote for him when it comes up again. As a matter of fact, I saw this from Scott Adams talking about how he has no regrets for giving up everything for Donald Trump. According to him, he gave up everything. I think that his column was never funny, insightful, or interesting. And so I don't know, but you know, maybe it did cost him. I'm sure it probably did at some point. But here's Scott Adams.
Here's what I feel, and I hope that the rest of you feel it too. As I posted on Axe, cryptically, but I only wanted the people who understood to understand it. I don't want everybody to understand it. And my post on X was just this. This is why. That's it. This is why.
What so I mean, profound, you
know,
isn't it?
The few of you who don't know exactly what that means, is that in 2016, when I decided to, I didn't know I was doing it at the time, but quickly I figured it out. When I decided that I would throw away my entire social life to back Trump, and when I eventually threw away my entire career, which even before I was canceled, my licensing business and, you know, book sales, you know, went to almost nothing because I was supporting Trump. I sacrificed everything. I sacrificed my social life. I sacrificed my career. I sacrificed my reputation. I may have sacrificed my health.
Yeah, you got the vaccine. Told other people to do it too.
Because I believed it was worth it. Today's the day.
Yeah, is it worth it? Yeah. This is the guy who said that the freedom lovers, when they were locking everybody down, those of us who were protesting it, freedom lovers were looking like sociopaths. And I said, these so-called pragmatists are looking like totalitarians. This guy never got it. Finally, he admitted, well, you guys were right about all this COVID stuff and the vaccine, but hey, you just got lucky. You didn't know what was going on. He has no clue about what's going on. He is typical of the MAGA people from the top to the bottom. So yeah, it feels like you're propping up your competition. It feels like you're stabbing your own people in the back. Well, it feels like that because that's what it is. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley also criticized the priorities of the Trump administration when word of the Argentine deal was making the rounds. Why would the USA bail out Argentina while they take American soybean producers' biggest market? We should use leverage at every turn to help the hurting farm economy. Family farmers should be the top of mind in negotiations by representatives of the U.S. No, we don't even talk to Argentina and tell them to back off, do we? The $40 billion that they're putting together, you think that might give them a little place at the table to tell Javier Milei, here's what we'd like for you to do. Don't make up the shortfall. We're in a trade war with China, and I'm doing this to help America, maybe, right? So please don't sell your soybeans to China. Put your export taxes back on that you took off. They don't even do that. They don't even do that for the farmers. They don't put together a private bailout like they're putting together for Argentina. They don't tell Argentina, hey, because we're helping you, we want you to do this to help us. They don't even do that. They're not going to pay us back. There is no payback on any of this stuff.
Real quick, as an offside, Scott Adams is at a phase in his life where he should be spending time with his family, spending time with the people who are close to him. Yeah. But instead, he's posting these sorts of videos on Twitter as a way almost to, I don't know, cement a legacy. Like, I was part of this.
Yeah.
And instead of having children instead of having people that will be there with him, this is what he's doing.
Yeah,
and I feel so sorry for him. Mm-hmm. He was wrong, and it's important to remember that. But you can learn other things from Scott Adams other than he was wrong about COVID. He's been wrong about the way he's lived his life. He shouldn't be sitting on Twitter with as little time as he has left, bragging about, you know, this is what I wanted. I got what I voted for. Who cares, Scott?
Yeah.
There's other things. There's more important things than this right now. And you don't have much time left to find that out. I hope you do. I really do. I really hope you know Jesus, because you're going to be meeting him soon. And I really hope you learn about him before you get to meet him.
That's the important thing. Thank you for saying that. I see, I see somebody spewing out lies and deception, and my instinct is to come in with guns busting on the guy, but you're right. We should have a little bit of compassion for him and some sympathy for him, because he really is clueless, not just about COVID and the vaccine and Trump kicking on down the list, but he's clueless about what really matters eternally, and so we should have sympathy for him and should pray for him. My instinct is just to attack, attack. I'm like a Dalek when it comes out there. It's like, destroy, destroy. I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing that in. That's really needed. Thank you. So U.S. soybean prices are falling. Harvest is underway. Farmers read headlines not about securing a trade agreement with China. In fact, another tariff tantrum. But that the U.S. government is extending $20 billion in economic support to Argentina, while that country drops its soybean export taxes to sell 20 shiploads of Argentine soybeans to China in just 2 days. By the way, speaking of shiploads, what Trump has done, which also hurts not just the farmers, but anybody who is building anything that they would like to export anywhere, not just to China. But if somebody shows up and they were going to be, you've got a shipment of stuff that's going to another country, let's say. Let's say you're shipping something to Britain, okay? And if they show up with a ship that was made in China, Trump has levied massive, massive, massive fines on that in terms of people have to pay. And that goes on the price of exports from America. As I said the other day, you know, Javier Milei was supposed to be this libertarian economist, and yet he's allowed up until this point, he just took him off because he wanted to take advantage of the American soybean farmer. But prior to that, his administration had taxes on exports. How in the world does a libertarian economist tax exports? How could you justify that? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever for your own country. So, you know, it's not just the other tariffs. It's also the additional fees that Trump is putting on for somebody using a Chinese ship to come to America. And so that has created all kinds of chaos as people try to move around to make sure the ship that they're using.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. is a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Was not made in China. because of Trump's tantrums. The farm economy is suffering while our competitors supplant the U.S. in the biggest soybean import market in the world. And this is Trump's role to play. He is there to be a pacifier in the mouth of the people who would scream about this kind of stuff. Instead, they just go along because, you know, it's all about my people, isn't it? So he promised to help the soybean farmers, but if he's going to do that, he needs to do it before the farms die. You know, harming American consumers is also happening, but he has a different story about that as well.
And you had the greatest inflation. The last administration had the greatest inflation in the history of our country. And now, as you know, groceries are down. It's all down.
But on the shutdown, are you settling?
Groceries down? Have you seen that? Do you think that grocery prices have dropped? I don't think so. I see all these memes. One of them was the most expensive vehicle to operate, and it was a shopping cart at a grocery store. And then, of course, there's this factual thing. U.S. grocery prices reached a record high this year. Prices are higher today than they were July 2024. All major categories is listed below, and there's the chart. But, of course, Trump just lies. He just bold-faced lies. And this is a strategy that goes back to his pal Bill Clinton. You know, when Bill Clinton was asked stuff, he just looked you straight in the face and lied to you about it. Even when you knew he was lying, he would still do it. Trump is the same way, cut from the same cloth as the Clintons. Trump says the deal helps South American conservative ally before the election in Argentina. Milei has made headlines for his libertarian beliefs, has frequently been seen with conservative leaders and figures, including people like Elon Musk. Well, he's also, I'm sure it hasn't hurt his position, the fact that Javier Milei converted to Judaism and also to Chabad Lubavitch, which is the sect that Jared Kushner belongs to, that Ben Shapiro belongs to, the one that Trump went to pray to, if you remember that during the campaign. He says, if Javier Milei loses, we're not going to be generous with Argentina. If he doesn't win, we're gone. Trump said no when asked how the currency swap was an America First policy. He said, or if it was just to help Milei in the upcoming elections. Well, I think that you need to say no, K-N-O-W, just like with the drug war. Bessent has also been on the hot seat over Argentina's ties to some of his former colleagues in the financial world. Rob Centrone, a billionaire who once worked with Bessent, has sizable investments in Latin America and Argentina. Billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller, a longtime friend of Bessent, has publicly said he invested in Argentina after Milei's election. Druckenmiller did not immediately return messages to ABC News for comment. And, of course, neither did the other guy, Rob Citrone. They declined comment. Bessent has denied that the deal has any connection to his financial colleagues. Now, I wonder, just asking for a friend, how many Iowa farmers do you think Bessent has? How many does he party with? How about Trump? The people going to benefit from this are the people that they hang out with. It's their friends. It's the people who go to their religion. It's all of this stuff. It's the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the World Economic Forum. All of these policies are benefiting the agenda or the personal finances, the agenda of these institutions or the personal finances of these billionaire cronies that are out there. Everything about it is corruption. And it's kind of interesting that Javier Milei is one of the reasons that he is struggling to win re-election is because there's been a lot of corruption scandals in Argentina. I haven't talked about this. It's not important up until this point. It wasn't really important for us to know about it. But the reality is that he has huge corruption scandals in Argentina with his sister who runs his campaign and so forth. And in that regard, he is a corrupt SOB just like Trump is and just like Bessent. So this is this looting class that God has put in control of our country as judgment, I think. And that's what this looks like. So the $20 billion question is, why is Washington backing Argentina's Milei? This is from The New American. And they said, as the White House on Tuesday, or at the White House on Tuesday, Trump announced the $20 billion, and again, Besant filled in the details and said, well, no, actually, we're going to give him $40 billion worth of stuff with the private people.
There's these really dumb memes that float around where it's just, you know, some cartoon character made up to look like a gangster or something like that. And the caption usually goes something along the lines of, you know, screw it, another $20 trillion to Israel or something like that. Just, it's reminding me of just money for everyone and anything
everyone.
Except the American people.
Yeah. America first is really America last.
We have the absolute worst kind of socialism, the fact that none of it goes to the American people, so we don't even get the short-term benefits of it, and we just send it all out to everyone else, and the short-term and long-term costs are all here for us.
Yes, that's right.
And it's a step farther than that. If it were just giving money to them, that would be one thing, but this is giving money to them so that they can undercut us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And somebody said, if it was accidental, they would every once in a while do something that would be in our favor, but it's not accidental at all. It's deliberate. So Malai's coalition is reeling from several corruption scandals, and New American has a link to those if you want to read. I'm not sure which ones they're talking about. I know firsthand of some of them. I've read of some of them.
That's right. We're involved in Argentina's corruption.
Yeah. Now we're going to own it. Non-interventionists at home could have winced as the self-styled champion of America First openly interfered in another nation's politics. But then it was fiscal conservatives' turn to recoil when the president unveiled his rationale for sending billions abroad. Pressed on how the arrangement would benefit the U.S., Trump offered the kind of airy idealism that's usually reserved for commencement speeches rather than for billion-dollar commitments, says the New American. Ask again what was in it for America. Trump, with candor rarely heard in Washington, said, we don't have to do it. It's not going to make a big difference for our country, but it will for South America. And again, is this altruism? Who's paying the price for his altruism? Well, the American farmers and the American small businesses and the middle class are paying that price. This is kind of interesting because when the New American says this with candor that is rarely heard in Washington, when we get to his foreign policy coming up here, Caitlin Johnstone says the same thing about Trump when she's talking about what's going on with the Gaza thing and talking about the fact that he says, hey, you know, these Miriam Adelson and Sheldon Adelson gave me $600 billion and look at what I'm doing for them. And they would give me money and they would come back and say, now we want more from you. Now we want more from you. They're always coming back to the White House more than anybody else. And just saying it openly. It's just open corruption, boasting about it. And somehow that gives him immunity with his followers because he tells everybody that. I said that about Dave Chappelle, had a joke about that. He said the thing about Trump was he would come out of these meetings with all these people, you know, the insiders, the club that he's a part of, and he'd tell people, you won't believe what's going on in there. They're doing this, this, and this. And then he said, and then the guy will turn right back around and go in there and join him in it. And that's what's happening here. You know, when you look at this Argentina thing, as the New American says, it's a candor that you rarely hear out of Washington. And Caitlin Johnstone said, I detest this guy and everything that he does, but you got to give him the one thing I like about it is that, and she doesn't see it as a positive. It's just part of his personality. He tells you the corruption that's going on in Washington. He continues doing it, but he tells you right up front. You don't have to, they don't even bother to deny it anymore. So what is it? What is it? Well, they don't mention what I think is one of the key things in here. I mentioned before the connections that he's got with Chabad Lubavitch, other things like that that are going on that Trump and
that just doesn't sound like a real name.
Anyway, I think that it is really, when we look at what is happening with this, when Javier Milei went to the White House, what he did was he wanted Trump to know that he had nominated him for what Trump so deeply craves, the Nobel Peace Prize. So he didn't just say, I nominated you for the Nobel Peace Prize. He made a copy of a letter that he wrote to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, and he put it and a frame.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes. Is Trump going to put it on the White House fridge? You know, look at what my son did.
That's worth $20 billion, and here's a presentation.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only $10 and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
I can definitely read. I'm really reading it.
And when he did this letter, Mr. President, your settlement in the Middle East wasn't done.
Ah.
So we have to do a new letter to include a gap, because this is a very important...
You have to add one extra sentence.
Exactly.
That's great. Thank you very much. This is a great, such a great statement. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What have I said for the longest time? It's the Nobel Peace Prize, but he spells peace with an I. A piece of this, a piece of that. A cut for the big guy. Yeah, that's what's really happening with all this stuff.
What is a really historic moment, the cheapest a politician has ever been bought for. $40 billion for a framed photo.
Deal of the century, yeah. I think America's been framed. We've been set up. And this guy is coming in for the kill. Well, let's look at some of the comments here before we take a break.
That's right. We've got real Jason Barker. And thank you very much, Jason. And, of course, you can find Jason on Knights of the Storm and knightsofthestorm.com, where they have the schedule for their show, our show, Guard's show, Tony's show, many shows. So check out knightsofthestorm.com. Mm-hmm. He says, let's get some fuel in the tank, folks.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much. I'm Marty. Good to see you, Marty. Hope you're well. Thank you as well. Says, move the needle. That's right. Dougalug says, thank you, and thank you, Dougalug.
Wish I could move the needle. The hypodermic needle. I wish I could move it away, but...
Sadly.
Yeah.
Says, thank you, David and Sons. Hey, that's me. Let's be sure to hit the like buttons. Yes, wherever you're watching, whenever you're watching, please drop a like on the show. It does help.
As thank
cliche
you
as it is to say it at this point. IRS machine gun. Once again, always a scary name. Thank you very much. Says, let's keep it going. SFlow0818.
Thank you.
Sheep on the left, sheep on the right. Stuck in the middle with you. That's right. I'm Marty. Scott Adams has to say that in order to deal with the truth that he keeps hidden from us, but not from himself. Inside, he knows he's screwed up.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That gasoline... All politicians do for work, quote unquote, is to figure out how to launder and steal our tax dollars. Well, it's hard work laundering all that money, stealing all of it. You know, you've got to give them some time off. Also, real quickly, I want to let you know, I don't know if you got to see it. Jason Barker put together a little AI song about he's been working on it for about a week, so I don't want to trivialize it by calling it little, but, you know, put together a song about the vaccine.
Oh,
and it's, I sent Lance the link, so maybe we can play that later.
Oh, good,
we've got it.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Lance actually has it ready.
Huh?
He's saying he can get it ready.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about AI. You know, the time that's involved in it is, just, no, that's not right. Do this. And it doesn't follow the prompt again. So he keeps it, just keep trying it. And then it's like, you know, throwing stuff against the wall. And finally, it might do something kind of like what you want. You know, that's the frustration about you.
I found it's really helpful for creating specific elements. You know, you get an element from it here and you cut that out and you start pasting things together. Or, you know, you can make, you know, lower thirds graphics and things like that fairly easily.
I haven't figured out how to use it productively yet. It just is a waste of time.
Lance says he's actually got the AI song ready
to go.
Okay,
good. Let's play that. Let's play it. I'd like to see that.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine. We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome. And it was.
That's Jason Barker's picture, like 5 years ago.
In the fancy clinic lobby, with free coffee and a grin, they roll up your sleeve and say this jab's your new best friend. But plot twist, folks, it's loaded with a lifetime guarantee of mystery ailments galore, brought to you by Big P. Jibby-jibby-jab, jibby-jab-jab. Proper rocket launching straight to the lab. Jibby-jab, jibby-jab-jab. Sick forever after, cha-ching, what a fad.
We got Fauci singing.
Who knew he was so talented?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're wheezing with a rash that glows at night. Your toes start tap dancing on their own. What a fright. Back to the dock you shuffle. Wallet open wide. More jabs, more pills, more tests. Oh, what a ride. Jibby, jibby, jab. Jibby, jab, jab. Hook like a fish on farmer's golden crab. Jibby, jab. Jibby, jab, jab. Hospitals high-fiving, counting all that crap. Jibby, jab. Politicians posing pretty with their farmer-funded yachts. Mandates fly.
Is that Ivanka?
But wink at the camera's eye. Your endless doctor visits. That's their golden shaking, can't even drive your car. Brain fog so thick, even forget where you are. Lifetime subscriptions to the sickness club elite, while CEOs toast champagne, dancing to the beat.
Jibby, jibby, jab, jibby, jab, jab.
That shot's a money magnet pulling in the drag.
Jibby, jab, jibby, jab, jab.
Rich off your sniffles, yeah, it's all a stab. Jibby jab. So hail the mighty Jibby, the jab that keeps on giving to everyone but you. Now that's satirical living.
Jibby, jibby, jab.
Echoes in the hall, but the joke's on us all.
And we can never let people forget where it came from and how it came.
And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Good job, Jason. We got to keep reminding people what happened with all this. And, you know, the thing that was going around this last week.
Was, and maybe my kids will have questions or conversations.
That, what was going around this week was the people saying, look at this. There were some wings on the wall that had a light on them, and the way his head was positioned from the distance looking down the table had Hegseth on one side and Rubio on the other. It made it look like Trump had horns, and so that was going around. Everybody was making their comments about it, so I just threw that into AI, and that's kind of what it looks like. So I said, let's just zoom in, give him real horns. Yeah, he looked a little bit like, what's that guy, Copeland or whatever? It was.
Yeah, Kenneth Copeland, yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, the real resemblance to Kenneth Copeland here at the very end when it gets demonic. Well, he's going to start telling us about his private jet, I guess, at that point in time. But then I thought, Well, actually, we need to cut to the chase. So I told it, I said, you know, have him hold up a hypodermic needle when it comes in. And so here we go. There's Trump with his hypodermic needle. Yeah, it truly is a demonic agenda. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the thing that is so dear to Trump's heart. And I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about the prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks, and I want to let you know that you can find that song. It's called Jibby Jab, and it's on Now Hear This on Rumble. That's the channel name, Now Hear This, with an exclamation point at the end. Of course, that's by Jason Barker, so yeah, go check good. That out and share it around.
Good. Yeah, you should put that up on YouTube. Maybe they won't know who you are. Or then maybe they'll figure it out. I don't know, but you give it a try. Well, Trump confirms that he has authorized CIA operations in Venezuela. And they're looking to move these illegal criminal strikes, illegal and criminal, according to the U.S. Constitution, as well as international law, going to move that inland. And this is really where he was headed in the first place. This is really about oil. It's not about the drugs. Trump said he could not give any more information on the covert CIA operations, which were first reported by the New York Times, but he said he authorized them because of the flow of migrants and drugs from the country. So there you go. He doesn't even try to hide that. He tells you, yeah, we're going to do this criminal thing, and then boasts about it, and that inoculates him. You have all these, you have thousands of people retweet his lies and his boasting about criminal operations, saying, yeah, I voted for this. That's right, you sure did. I didn't. Authorized for two reasons, really. He said, number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. They came in through the, well, they came in through the border that you didn't protect, that Biden moved wide open. And he said, and the other thing are drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela. A lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea. But we're going to stop them by land also, he said. Well, if these things are true, and of course the second claim about drugs is absolutely false. Everybody knows that for years. Everybody has acknowledged that the drugs are not coming in through Venezuela. They're coming in through other Latin American countries. But of course, Americans don't make a distinction between Colombia, El Salvador, Argentina, any Venezuela, any of these places. Couldn't find them on the map. I couldn't. Nicaragua, all these different countries. It's like, I know they're down there somewhere.
Honduras is in there as well somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them, but they're down there somewhere. And they're all just doing drugs, right? That's the general mentality of the American public, and it's wrong. But here's the thing. Even if they were emptying their prisons, and even if they were doing, pulling in lots of drugs, right? Like he alleged also that Canada was doing without any proof whatsoever. And you'll have the influencers, I'll never forget Jack Posobiec then going to this small town on the border of Canada. And it's this nice, idyllic town there. And he goes, look at this, there's no security here. It's like, yeah, what do you want? Guard towers and barking German shepherds and barbed wire? Is that what you want, Jack, in that town? I mean, it's like, what's the matter with him? He buys into this and just sells it. He knows better than that. He's not stupid. Just acting pretty evil about this stuff. But anyway, he tries to sell that agenda that all this fentanyl is coming in through Canada. And look at that. We don't have barbed wire on the border. That used to be a feature that we were proud of. Trump is doing his best to make enemies of everybody. That's what he does everywhere he goes. He's about wars, foreign and domestic. And so anyway, even if these two things were true, even if they were true, what he's proposing to do is criminal and unauthorized. He doesn't have the authority to do that. He needs Congress's authorization for war. And again, just like I said before, if the boats had been trafficking drugs, there is a legal procedure for handling that. You stop them. You search them. If you find the drugs, you arrest them. You give them due process and try them. That's the way that it's done. That's the way we want it to be done. Because we don't want to have a high-tech lynch mob. We don't want to have a, you know, that was a phrase that Clarence Thomas used like 40, 50 years ago or something when he was being going through the confirmation hearings, talking about how he was slandered in the press. But this really is a high-tech lynch mob when you've got these military machines, military weapons that they're using just to kill people on sight, to kill them with mere suspicion. And again, I don't care how much you have seen. If you haven't proven it in court, it's just suspicion. That's all it is. It's allegations. Unproven, unheard allegations. And one of the things that you should always be concerned about is that when a government tells you that they know enough that they don't have to do due process, you might question that. You might think, well, maybe they think that they can't really win this case, right? Maybe they don't have enough evidence. So maybe they're doing this because they don't want to have it scrutinized. So even if he had these things, it's kind of interesting, you know, we've had, usually we get pulled into wars and things like that with false flag events. Trump does it with false narratives. He doesn't do it with false flags. So, you know, at least he isn't going to kill 3,000 people in New York to get into a war, but it's not to say that it won't wind up backfiring on us. When asked whether the CIA was given the authority to, quote, take out Venezuela's President Maduro, Trump called it a, quote, ridiculous question for him to respond to. But there wasn't any denial of that. You know, do you really think that I would say that? Well, you usually are candid enough that you say the quiet part out loud, so we thought we'd give it a try. Asked what's next for his administration's war on drug cartels and whether they were considering strikes on land, Trump said they were looking into it. I guess that's his CIA masters. They haven't told him yet what he's going to do. So they're, my masters at the CIA are telling me, are investigating this right now and strategizing. And when they figure it out, they'll let me know. And then you'll see it, because I'm not going to go to Congress or do anything legally about this. He says, well, I don't want to tell you exactly, but we're certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control. They're looking at land. They're looking at oil wells. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at the largest known reserves in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. That's what this is all about. This guy is selling you snake oil because he wants to get to the petroleum oil. The use of lethal military force against drug boats is unprecedented.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Says this mainstream article from, I think it's Bloomberg, it's on Yahoo. Well, it's not only unprecedented, it is also, as I said before, illegal under U.S. and international law. But, of course, that's never stopped the CIA from doing anything. Just because something is illegal and immoral, the criminal intelligence a-holes will always do it. That's what CIA stands for, in my estimation. Anyway, Trump was pressed about how the administration knows that boats have drugs and that drug traffickers on them. Trump insisted that the administration was sure, but he didn't provide any evidence. When asked why the administration isn't having the Coast Guard stop the boats, Trump replied, well, because we've been doing that for 30 years and it's been totally ineffective. So, you know, just forget the law, forget the Constitution. We don't care anymore.
It makes me think of how there's a lot of drug overdoses in federal prisons where yes, it's constant monitoring. So yeah, the drug boats, you know, being stopped by actual officials and arrested, that wasn't working. But then neither is this thing going to work.
You're right, Lance, and I've used that many times. I said, for all of you who think that you can stop drug addiction by using law enforcement, you should talk to some of the cops and judges and prosecutors that I've talked to. Law enforcement against prohibition. LEAP is the organization. And they talk about the fact that, you know, you can't stop this. But one of the stories along that line that I've mentioned many times, Lance, is it was in Maryland, I believe. And it was a mother whose son was severely addicted to drugs. And she tried everything. She could not get him off of drugs. He was just too addicted to it, too possessed by it, really. And so she thought, well, I'm going to turn him in. They'll lock him up, and it'll be a cold turkey thing. It'll be tough for him, but to get him off of drugs, I can put him in prison, and he'll sober up. Well, she did. They put him in prison, and he died of an overdose. And so I said, first of all, that tells us that this is you can't do this to people. They have to participate in it, and it is a spiritual thing. It's a medical thing. It's all these different things rolled together. But one thing that it is not is law enforcement. And I said, and what does it tell you about the kind of society that we would have to create when you got a couple of hundred drug overdoses a year, deaths, in federal prisons? They would have to, in order to stop all that, they would have to ramp it up worse than we have federal prisons. We'd all be living in a prison-like society. And, of course, that's what they want to use the drug war to do, to tell us that in order to stop it, we all have to live in some kind of a panopticon prison. That's their end game, and that's why they're using the drugs. That's why the CIA is so heavily involved in creating these new serious drugs and pushing them out to people.
But wait a minute. Didn't Larry Ellison say that if we're all being surveilled all the time, we'll be on our best behavior? I thought that would get rid of all drug use.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to create an open-air prison for everybody. And then according to them, that's going to get rid of all drug use. So we just have to go there. And then when it doesn't get rid of all drug use, they'll say, well, it's still necessary for some other reason. So why we need to take Trump's drug war seriously? We should take it very seriously. Just don't take his claims about why he has to do this or that. Don't take those things seriously about where the drugs are coming. They're not coming from Canada. They're not coming from Venezuela. Trump has long been a fan of using the U.S. military to wage more vigorous war against drug cartels in Latin America. And the reason for that is because he's an egotistical, war-loving authoritarian. It's baked into his nature. That's what the man is. Colombian president publicly said Wednesday that one of the vessels that he just blew up was carrying Colombian citizens and that they were killed. Two administration officials confirmed to the New York Times that Colombians were on one of the boats blown out of the water. The White House, however, called the Colombian president's claims baseless and reprehensible. That's what the White House's claims are and what Trump's claims are. They are baseless and reprehensible. As Rand Paul said to J.D. Vance, what a despicable thing to do to cheer the murder of people who have not had due process. Mike Esper, who served as Secretary of Defense during the final stages of Trump's first term, relayed in his memoirs that Trump had seriously explored the option of conducting missile strikes against suspected traffickers in Mexico. Esper recalled that his boss had asked him at least twice in 2020 about the feasibility of launching missiles into Mexico to destroy the drug labs and to wipe out the cartels. The president considered such a drastic step to be justified because Mexican leaders were, quote, not in charge of their own country, unquote. Esper's account is not the only evidence of Trump's enthusiasm for military option. And when you talk about this, again, well, you know, the Mexican government is not in control of its own country. And does this kind of rhyme with what he's doing in other L.A.? They're not in charge. Chicago, they're not in charge. Washington is not in charge. I'll be in charge. This is always his rationale. The option of using the U.S. military against drug traffickers in Latin America became a prominent theme of not only Trump, but of other Republican leaders in 2023 and 2024. Not surprisingly, Trump quickly joined in the lobbying campaign to attack the cartels. He explicitly embraced the proliferation of proposals from GOP members of Congress at that time to pass an authorization for the use of military force. Other prominent Republicans, including former Attorney General Bill Barr, CIA Barr, that's where he, you know, Bill Barr was the right-hand man of George H.W. Bush. George H.W. Bush made him his attorney general, I think the youngest attorney general we've had. And but Bill Barr had been his right-hand man in terms of rebuilding the CIA after the church hearings had damaged them. And so they brought in George H.W. Bush, who I think had been involved with the CIA during the Bay of Pigs and other issues, but covertly. They brought him in and put him in charge of the CIA, and he brought in Bill Barr, and the two of them were heavily connected. That's why everybody raised their eyebrows when Trump made Bill Barr Attorney General. That should have told people at that point in time what was going on. And, of course, right after that, you had Jeffrey Epstein died in jail.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, anyway, Bill Barr and Nikki Haley embrace the idea of using U.S. military, even special forces, to go after the traffickers. However, Trump no longer considers an authorization for use of military force even remotely necessary. He implicitly believes the executive may do virtually anything he deems necessary to defend the United States. Trump and his aides have shifted their primary focus now from Mexico to Venezuela. And it doesn't have anything to do with drugs. That's just an excuse. Take him seriously, but don't take what he says seriously. People have said that before. That's especially true of his claims about wars and economics and all the rest of this stuff. So there's no drugs coming from Venezuela, and there's fewer people coming from Venezuela than from most places. So none of this stuff is true. Nobody wants to talk about it. And again, this is analysis from responsible statecraft. They don't want to talk about the real issue here, which is regime change and taking the oil. That's the real issue. It's always just about corruption, crony capitalism, and it's about this American empire. And I got to say, the American empire, we use this phrase about crossing the Rubicon many, many times, but I think it really has happened. We are seeing, in terms of the Trump precedents that are being laid out there, he's laying out the precedent of being of the presidency as a Caesar. And he's seizing power. This is crossing the Rubicon. We should call Trump President Rubicon. That really, I think, is what's going on here. Well, let's get some of the comments, and then we'll take a break.
All right, we've got Real Jason Barker says, I used my DAW, digital audio workstation, to put it together. AI was just to make a few short elements. So there you go. Again, it's on Now Hear This! ! And it's called Jibby Jab, the song.
It's still a lot of work to put this stuff together, because like you said, you just get little bits and pieces of it, you know. And so then you have to, still work with all of that.
Got to assemble it, put it all together.
The hallucinations right that it has, yeah.
Prodigal Son, 1986, America First to Fall. That's right.
Yeah.
Dougalug responding to Jason Barker. The video is heartbreaking, but the lyrics are funny. Yeah. All those people being hurt. Very sad. Real Jason Barker responding to Dougalug. My favorite part is Gollum singing at the end. That's a meme I made way back in the early days of DK going solo, and he used it a lot.
I think I still got that in the deck here.
I think you do. Yeah. I don't think we've taken it out.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's see if I can find it here. Well, I don't know. It could be in here. We got so many things in our deck, I can't find things.
It's got a lot of buttons, and a lot of them are used up.
Yeah, and the print's very small, and my eyes are getting further packed.
So Bogus says, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and I wouldn't lose any voters. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We all remember that. Cicada 17, it's hard to watch all these jab reactions. So Bogus, Donald Trump shot his voters. He did. M. Sellers, so much damage and destruction in people's lives. The Syrian girl, we can't afford to ever forget the harm that was generated. They are just waiting to push this evil against us again. They have hundreds of ways to sneak it in.
That's right. Yeah. When they move the bar and we don't do anything about it, that's what infringement is. And what Trump did in 2020 was not only mass murder, but it was a major infringement against the Constitution and against our God-given liberties. They're not given to us by the Constitution. It prohibits the government, and he skipped that prohibition.
So, Ellen Goy, Nobel Peace Prize is a participation trophy for politicians. The last thing Trump needs is a prize to inflate his ego anymore. That's right. We'll all get caught in its gravity. Won't be able to make an escape. Nibiru 2029 was the real reason the muskrat was working with Trump in the beginning, so we could constantly monitor Trump's Neuralink implant. He had to get close. He had to get close to make the implant work. Jerry Alitalo, Americans were fooled into horrific criminal wars of aggression before, Vietnam or the Gulf of Tonkin, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, wars are based on lies. William Randolph Hearst or whatever, I can sell the war for you. It's only gotten a lot worse.
Nibiru 2029, Afghanistan was all about opioids and oil.
And lithium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audi MRR. There are cops who use and sell drugs. The war on drugs is a farce.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can find Audi's new podcast. It's called Everything is a Lie, Damn It. You can check that out on Rumble as well. Audi MRR again says there are correctional officers who sell drugs to inmates. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's how you get an overdose in prison. You know, the guards sell it there, let it come in.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's not uncommon at all. It's very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
Nibiru 2029, blowing up drug boats while the CIA drug cargo plans continue landing under the cover of the distractions.
Yeah, and landing in Colombia, most likely.
And maybe they're still making their runs to Arkansas. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Francine, only Jesus can heal the suffering responsible for the drugs they take.
Yes, it's a spiritual issue.
Yeah. There's this, I guess you'd call him a lolcow. His name is... his handle is Bossman Jack, but he's a gambling addict and a crack addict. And you can just see what the drugs and the gambling addiction has done to him. Cause he's basically live streamed his entire, you know, career, whatever you want to call it. And just the arrests, the strain it's put on his family, the ways that it's ruined his life. You can see the entire thing. It's,
well, yeah, truly I mentioned it before. Charlie Sheen is on this, tour to talk about his life, and he's got a documentary that came out, I think, but he's also pushing a book, and I saw a clip of it, and in it he said the worst drug or anything that he ever had was crack cocaine. He said that was really the thing that sent him over the edge. And of course, crack cocaine was created by the CIA. They set up Freeway Ricky Ross in L.A. to begin distributing it in massive ways there. They set that up. They invented it. They sold it. They pushed it so they could have a war in Central America. I mean, this whole thing, what Trump is doing in terms of picking out one of the few countries that's not really involved in the drug trade and then making it about the drug trade and then saying now we can have a war with them is such a twist.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Version of the Iran-Contra stuff and the crack cocaine thing that the CIA did. But history always rhymes if we don't figure out what's really going on, and that's what they're working on again. You know, who was it? Gary? What was the guy's name? The Dark Alliance. I can't remember his last name now. Anyway, he exposed all that stuff and
Gary Webb. Gary
yeah,
Webb.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So anyway, it's it's a twisted version of what they did with the what Gary Webb documented with Dark Alliance, what Trump is doing right now. So,
yeah, but just it really highlights to me how much of a spiritual issue it is. It has ruined his life. The guy was talking about Boss Man Jack. It has ruined his parents' life, his family's life. It has caused no end of trouble. He's gone to jail and prison multiple times. But he just comes right back out and goes right back to it because he doesn't want to stop. He doesn't have a spiritual change. They have locked him up. They have put him in jail. They put him in prison. And nothing has made a dent in his desire for drugs and gambling.
Yeah,
because he doesn't.
His nature. Yeah.
It's what he wants. And until he makes that change, until, you know, Jesus Christ comes in and changes him, nothing will change him.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's very, very sad to see it. This
it's
is
like that story about the scorpion on the back of the frog that's taking me across the pond. And he stings him, and the frog's dying. He goes, "Now we're both going to die." And he goes, "Can't help it. It's my nature."
You but knew what I was you when have, you decided yeah, to ferry me across.
You have to have a different nature. is really the only thing that's going to change it. And so it's sad to see what is happening. And I've watched this my entire life, practically. You know, this has been going on for 54 years now, I think. This UN war on drugs, it's yet another UN agenda. They created the schedule and all the rest of the stuff because it was about creating a problem and creating a narrative to fix that problem. Yes.
Yeah. We have Francine saying only Jesus can heal the suffering responsible for the drugs they take. I think I read that one, but bears repeating. Swamp Lover says the war on drugs is the war on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Radis Bro. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons. You don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Yeah.
Bulldog. Trump doubled down on the backs from Pfizer Kia. Shocking.
Oh, I like that. Pfizer Kia. Is that a pharma Kia? The Pfizer Kia.
Brought to you by demons.
Yeah. I mean, he has to double down on it because his supporters are also doubling down. I mean, look at what we just saw from Scott Adams. He can't admit now that he was wrong after ruining his life for it. He has to keep going with it, or else it would be horrible to have to face the reality of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Real Jason Barker responding to Bulldog. I am hyper-focused on the Trump shot because I know several friends and family members that have died from it.
So
sorry to hear that, Jason.
I am too.
We've seen over the years a lot of people in chat talking about how they've lost friends or family members to it, or they've been severely injured.
And I have friends who, wife of a guy that I knew in high school, has he was big cheerleader for all this vaccine stuff, and his wife now has a very aggressive cancer. And I'm sorry to see, I don't cheer that. I don't even like to. It's almost like an "I told you so" to mention that, but the fight is still going on. That's the key thing. People are still dying from this. And we've got to come to terms with it because they're going to do it again. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Trump insurrection against our Constitution, the federal police.
I don't mind if you're big. I don't mind if you're small. My juice so magic. One size fits all. I'm Big Pharma and I'm here for your health. I mean no harm. I just want to help. Juice is free for you, my friend, cause I know you'll be back again and again and again. I'm Big Pharma and I'm here for your health. I mean no harm. I just wanna help. My juice is free for you, my friend, cause I know you'll be back again.
Yes. Sorry. Let's play the music. Let's take a look.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere, from country to blues, classic hits to news. APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your eyes.
Safe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one.
They're saying you're trying to take over the Republic.
And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.
Of some stranger's hand.
Yeah, that's what's coming, isn't it? And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but before we do... Yeah.
Real quickly, I'd like to remind everyone that it's your support that keeps us on the air, and we really do appreciate all of it. Go to davidknight.news to find all the links and ways you can directly support us. A really good way is subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show. There's a lot of different tiers there. One of them may fit your budget. We really do appreciate all the Subscribestar members we have. And every day on Subscribestar, make sure to post links to where you can find the full show once it's uploaded. And I also go in and link all the articles that are covered during the show. So,
yes.
It generally ends up being that day. There are days where I have forgotten and uploaded it the next, and I apologize for that. But generally, every day you're going to get links to the video and all the links for the articles that are covered on the show. So if you're looking for all of those, you can find them on Subscribestar, and that's no matter what tier you subscribe at.
Yes, and even articles that we don't get to because I don't have enough time, yeah.
I tend to go in and filter those
out.
Okay,
all right.
Just so people aren't like, wait, I don't remember this being covered.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a little news aggregator site that turns into there as well. So as we look at this, of course, there's a video. I don't have it here in the deck, but it was pretty viral about, and I don't remember which city it was in, but you've got these guys in masks going into Walmart and, you know, going through the aisles. I think guys, somebody is videotaping it and then kind of following them as they go outside. And there's a woman out there screaming and saying, "That's my brother-in-law. He's an American citizen. What are you doing? Where's your warrant?" And all the rest of this stuff. And it's like, shut up. You don't know what's going on here. I don't want to live in a country like that. Do you? I mean, I hate that. I hate what's being done to America. And I hate even more to see these idiots, these conservative MAGA suckers, who are cheering that and saying, "I voted for this." It's like, you sure did. You didn't learn anything from January the 6th, did you? You didn't learn the fact that you give these powers to the presidency, and it's going to be used by Hillary or Biden or Obama or somebody just like them when they get into power as well.
I think part of what's fueling it is, for so long, the rules have been unequally enforced. Conservatives and people on the right have gotten the short end of the stick. So what they're willing to do is, just so long as the boot comes down on everyone, they're willing to accept that. Like, hey, I've been getting the boot my entire life. Just so long as they get the boot too, I consider that a win.
Yeah.
They're not trying to, you know, roll it back. They're just saying,
that's a real slave mentality. Mm-hmm. I see that in authoritarian societies. You know, it's like, you know, I want that guy to be punished too. They're not fighting for their freedom, right? Because if you fight for your freedom, you got to fight for the freedom of the people that you don't like. And they'd rather see the people they don't like get hurt and to be slaves themselves. That's what's really disgusting about all this stuff. And that's true of people on both the left and the right.
Mm-hmm. Jason Barker says, and thank you so much, Jason. Really appreciate it. Not everyone thank can you. Afford to donate in this quote-unquote great economy, but liking, sharing, and reposting are free options, and that helps, yes.
Yes, thank
and
you,
Jason.
And just
watching the show helps. It really does. I know that the ads can be annoying, but they do help us. So
well,
we're
working on that to make it not just with a Subscribestar, but with a... another platform to make it so that you can get it ad-free.
Yes, and we thank
Substack.
Everyone.
Yeah, Substack. It just takes us a while to get things together.
we're all very busy.
It takes a lot of time for us to do the three-hour show and then you know, the research for it and then to get it posted up. And there's not much time left in the day for us to get these projects done.
And then I don't know if you guys have had kids, but you know, there's a lot of work that goes into keeping that little guy active and entertained, and he's a handful.
It's not even one to one. It's like several adults to this one kid to keep him out of trouble. So
he's not even fully walking yet, and he's already quite a handful. Once he's up and fully mobile, I'm gonna have to weight him down with something, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty close to walking. Yeah. Well, ICE is cracking down on Chicago, and some Chicagoans are fighting back. They've begun forming volunteer groups to monitor their neighborhoods for federal immigration agents. Others honk their horns or blow whistles when they see agents nearby. Smoke filled the air after federal agents used tear gas during a clash with community members on the far south side. Federal agents deployed the tear gas on Chicago residents. More than a dozen police officers on Tuesday. and the latest clash in the nation's third largest city that the Trump administration has carried out in its immigration crackdown. The clash began on Tuesday morning when federal agents were seen chasing a car through a working class neighborhood that was heavily Latino on the city's far south side. Witnesses say an SUV driven by federal agents collided with the car they were pursuing. The Chicago Police Department said sending that car into another vehicle that was parked nearby. Oh, there you go. That's what it looks like in the aftermath of it. You can see some of the cars there, and everybody's, you know, throwing tear gas at each other. After the crash, dozens of additional immigration agents in masks arrived, and the residents emerged from their houses, gathering on the streets and sidewalks, throwing objects at agents and shouting, "ICE, go home." As the agents left, they released tear gas, apparently without warning, sending people coughing and running for cover. Among those affected by the gas were 13 Chicago Police Department officers. That should help with their liaison. What's going on there?
I mean, among those affected by the gas must obviously be these residential houses that are right next to it.
Yeah, exactly. But we only care about the police officers. But I think it's interesting that ICE tear gassed Chicago Police Department.
Friendly fire is enabled, folks, just so you know.
At least one officer was seen rinsing his eyes out with water from a neighbor's garden hose. A spokesman for the Homeland Security said the federal agents were conducting an immigration enforcement operation when two people tried to flee and hit the agent's vehicle. Again, if they smash into you, you hit them. That's the rule to remember. It's kind of like, you know, if you hit somebody from behind, they generally assume that you're the one that's at fault, unless you've got a dash cam and you can show that they put it into reverse and slammed into you at full speed, right? But when you're talking about a federal agency, if there's any contact, it is always your fault, even when they did it deliberately.
Real quickly, I'm Marty. Thank you very much. He says, I will match every $5 donation till the show's end.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, thank you,
you
Marty.
Very much, Marty. Appreciate and for that. Love of the Road says thanks, Marty. Donates $5. Real Jason Barker as well. First $5 match. Let's get it going. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, guys. That is really kind of
yes.
Well, the they said it's not an isolated event, and it is growing. Agents have repeatedly been observed releasing smoke bombs, tear gas, and shooting pepper balls to disperse residents who gather or capture videos on cell phones, including when the agents are making arrests in densely populated neighborhoods. And again, the problem that I have with it is, and there's no excuse for what was done to that priest, and I don't agree with that guy at all on his religion or his politics, but he has a right under the First Amendment to peacefully redress his grievances, and that's what he was doing. He was just standing there with his arms up, and whatever he was saying, whether you find it offensive or whether the federal agents find it offensive, they do not have the authority to shoot him in the face with a pepper ball. And they were doing that to a lot of people who were not mostly peaceful. They were all peaceful that I could see. And then you go back and you've got these people who find a video of him. Yeah, he shows up all the time protesting. And he was standing there, and they've got a car they want to go out, and people have been standing in the road protesting, so they want to clear away path for the car. So these guys come out, and they start shoving him. And they said, see, he gets into fights with the police all the time. It's like, I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that. And what is really amazing is to see the people at InfoWars cheering this kind of stuff. I mean, they've been caught up. Rob Dew won a lawsuit because he got kettled into he was covering a demonstration with a camera and as part of the press. And they came out and kettled, you know, kind of surrounded all these different people, brought them in, and then arrested them. All they got him involved in that, and he wasn't doing anything at all. And he won a lawsuit against them and got compensation for that. And yet they're cheering this kind of behavior now. It's just amazing to me to see how this is switched. And so with all this happening, Trump is completely delusional. Listen to what he has to say.
And the people of Chicago are walking around with MAGA hats. You have women, beautiful black women.
This is MAGA country.
MAGA hats. Please let the president in, and we don't care how he does it. They're not interested in National Guard or Army, Navy. Bring them in. Marines, bring in the Marines. They just want the crime to stop. And more so because of the success that we had in D.C. I think if we didn't have that success, nobody would even believe it.
Again, like I said, we haven't seen a bold-faced liar like this since Bill Clinton left office. And he may be setting all new standards for bold-faced lies to people. It doesn't matter what the truth is, and you won't hear the truth coming from Donald Trump. So other people said, 64-year-old who works in hospitality said, we're seeing videos of people being abused. There has got to be a pushback of some kind here. Chicago's been doing just fine, and then these guys show up, said one person. There is big concern about what these unidentified masked men are doing in this city without accountability. Chicagoans are just trying to live their life. We're not going to tolerate unconstitutional authoritarianism. Well, the reality is that they were happy to live in a condition that many of us maybe would not have been happy to live under. But when you go back to that amazing raid where they had 300 troops attacking that apartment building and taking everybody out in the dead of night at 1 a.m. in the morning, kids, elderly, throwing flash grenades, zip-tying people in the street. And an elderly lady who was there said, I've never had a gun put in my face before. Now, you know, many of us look at the number of people that are shot each weekend in Chicago, and I thought that was kind of interesting. But, you know, no matter how bad things are, you can always make them worse, can't you? And what Trump's federal agents are doing is making it worse. And again, we do not want to have federalization of the police, one whatever the justification is supposed to be.
And the thing is, it's just until you address the underlying issues with crime in Chicago, nothing is going to change.
That's right.
The issue is that the black family has been atomized. Mm-hmm. 70% of black children are raised by single mothers.
Yeah.
And until...
And that's the government that has built that kind of dependency. We could see how quickly they could do that for everybody with the stimulus checks that Trump did in 2020. It's amazing to me.
It's more profitable to kick the man out of the house and take the government money for them than it is to, you know, work a, you know, decent low-wage job. Mm-hmm. And it just leads to this cycle of... These children don't have good male role models. They grow up in a constant state of violence who then go on to propagate this same system. And until that is addressed and fixed, the violence in Chicago will never slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy who was, he's a conservative Republican congressman. I think he's still there from Oklahoma. He's a black professional football player, retired. I think his name was Anthony Burgess, I want to say, but that might be the author of Clockwork Orange. It was something like that. I apologize for my fading memory here. But he made the statement. He said when he's about my age, and he said when he was young, he said there was a black community, and there was a lot of black entrepreneurship. And I've seen this discussion before when they're talking about taxi licenses, which has really been destructive because of what's going on with Lyft and Uber. But the taxis would not go into the black areas of town. They were concerned about crime back then. But he said that, they had some local people who then took up the slack and said, you know, they called it jitney taxis. And so they just started using their own personal car, like an Uber driver or whatever, except they didn't work in for anybody else, just working for themselves. But they weren't licensed by the city and having a medallion. But they were providing a service that people wanted to have that they weren't getting from the licensed taxi drivers. And that has been one of the economic libertarian position, talking about the jitney taxis and how that shows that, you know, you could, people will rise up and you'll have entrepreneurship and that type of thing. But this black congressman said, all of that was destroyed with the welfare system. And they know that. And that's why they're working on this universal basic income thing. Let me tell you something. Stimulus checks are far more damaging to all of us losing our jobs than AI taking your jobs. Yeah, you're the CEO of this big company might fire you because he thinks he can replace you with AI, whether or not he can. But I'm telling you that it's more damaging to have this universal welfare system that they want to put everybody on. Look at how quickly everybody got pacified with those stimulus checks, right? You shut everybody down. Nobody can do anything, go anywhere, but you cut them a check and tell them stay home, and that worked. And that, I thought, was really scary. That was one of the most scary things about all the garbage that happened in 2020 to me. Trump has vowed a federal surge in more American cities to combat crime. Speaking in the Oval Office with FBI Director Kash Patel, what an idiot that guy is. He said his administration is going to go into other cities to combat crime. We're going to have a surge of strong, good people, patriots. They're going to go in, and they will straighten it all out, he said. In the rare event, Patel joined Trump to give a presentation on what they dubbed Operation Summer Heat. Patel talked at length about the thousands of arrests, he said, the administration had made over the past few months. The Trump administration has increased federal law enforcement resources in mainly Democrat cities. In some cases, sending in the National Guard, a move that has faced legal challenges in Portland, Chicago, and other areas. Again, the wheels of the court system grind extremely slowly. And he's got these, he does these new things and basically has his precedent established before they even chime in on it. A judge in Oregon on Wednesday extended the temporary restraining order against Trump's plan to send guardsmen to Portland for an additional 2 weeks. I believe that's the judge that he appointed, actually. Illinois Governor Pritzker said on ABC this week on Sunday, he said, Portland is not on fire. In Chicago, we have cut the homicide rate in half. We've got double-digit declines in all of our violent crime stats. He says that we've got the highest crime rate in the entire world. That's ridiculous, he said. And, of course, that's come to characterize everything that Trump does. Is this hyperbole and outright?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lies about everything and claiming that he has authority when he doesn't have it. Well, we got some comments here. Let's go ahead and cover those before we take
That's right. I want to thank So Bogus. We really do appreciate it. Just puts a little smiley face. That's G-Talent60, thank you, says, go ahead. Well, go on ahead. Flower Sower, thank you very much. Says, thanks, Knight family, and at I'm Marty. Yes, thank you,
yes.
I'm Marty.
Yes,
for those that
you.
Missed it, I'm Marty is matching all $5 donations until the end of the show. So if
thank
you want
you,
to
Marty.
Drop $5, it's a good time to do it.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. And I want to thank Anthony, who did the matching funds at the end of the last month. He actually sent more than the matching funds were. So thank you so much, Anthony. I really do appreciate that.
Yes, we're truly blessed to have such amazing people like y'all in the audience.
It's a great community. It really is.
Real Jason Barker. What kills me is seeing people getting sick over shedding, which is a fact and well known. Mm-hmm. Those people suffer and did not fall for the garbage.
Yeah.
Audi MRR. Did I just hear Trump say that we should use American cities for military training ground?
Yes, that's right. And that's what we fought 12 years ago, right? We were pushing back against that, saying, look at this. They've got one training exercise after the other in big cities with the helicopters and all the rest of the stuff, which is what we saw in Chicago. And I remember putting together a report where they it wasn't talking about that. It was talking about some other training where they were training in different types of terrain. And military guy said, you train where you're going to fight. And I said, see, so why are they training in the cities then? They could go to the mountains, they could go to the deserts, they could go to the islands and the sea, but they're training in the cities. That's where they're going. And that's why we went to the Asymmetric Warfare Center in Fort AP Hill. But now this is conservatives are just cheering this. That was when Obama was president. They were all against it. Trump is the big pacifier. He's a pacifier in people's mouths. You put a Trump pacifier in their mouth and you start stuffing cash in their pockets. That works.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of train how you fight memes, things like, you know, they say train how you fight, but the gun range doesn't like it when I show up, drink an entire bottle of Jack Daniels and strip naked and start blindly firing down the lines. Trucker Chris for the win, thank you very much. Says cheers, Marty. Now, Addy Nibiru 2029, the saddest truth is that the social engineers have already won the battle over humanity because the sheeple will do whatever's necessary to defeat the tyranny.
Yeah.
So bogus. Gotta scroll up. The bright side of the ICE raids is the Keystone Cops routine as they fail to arrest people. Al 9000 Watson talking to Shelley A. They are not bringing much attention to the mobs of people attacking BlackRock outlets. Al 9000.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything
about
that.
People attacking BlackRock. So little attention. I didn't know that was happening.
Al 9000 Watson, because now the leftists are protesting BlackRock. The right isn't saying much. Yeah. That would make sense. Hey, that's their deal.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel Lord 1337, these shock troopers are just for theatrics. The feds know exactly where all the real illegals are. They have no reason to be using these tactics.
I agree. You know, that was something that we always said. And, of course, Bill Binney said that as well when they were saying, well, we got to find out what's going on with this or that or, you know, what's going on with the Russian collusion. He said they got all the emails. They've got all of this stuff. And he knew that because he was the global technical head at the NSA for quite some time. So he said, yeah, they've saved all this stuff, and they've got it. If they wanted to show you, they could sell this really quickly, but they want to have big show trials where you got the left and the right fighting each other on this.
Yeah, personally, I would say that these ICE foot soldiers are pretty much entirely unnecessary for deportations when they are arresting people that are here illegally and then just letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
It's serious crimes in many cases. It should be a matter of if you get held up for jaywalking and they find out that you're illegal, just the regular police, and mm-hmm. that should be something that any arrest, they should determine if you're illegal or not. As a matter of course, that's something they already do. Just deport the illegal ones.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, the story, I think it was yesterday that we covered it. The guy who gets a $130 ticket because he didn't have his identity papers with him.
Yeah,
right?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, and he had legal residency, but he said, I don't have much money. The government is paying for my apartment. It's like, so what's wrong with this picture? This guy's got legal residency and the government is paying for everything for him. He gets free housing, free food. That is the welfare magnet that I've talked about for so long. And of course, this guy's not going to be deported and they're not going to stop any of that stuff. He would go if you would stop the welfare magnet. He would have to go, or he'd actually be better off in some other jurisdiction if he didn't have the American welfare system. But they're not really going to focus on the problem. They want to have that kind of a problem.
Yeah. Audi MRR, the only violence is coming from the badged peacekeepers. Peacekeepers in quotes. That's pretty fair. Shelley A., do they have a P.O. Box listed somewhere? Yes, it is on the website. David Knight, P.O. Box 994, Kodak, Tennessee, 37764. And I dropped that in chat as well.
But and you can find if you go to davidknight.news. We've shortened it a little bit. But, the David Knight Show .com still works, but davidknight.news will take you there.
A little bit shorter, a little bit catchier.
Mm-hmm.
Swamp Lover, cops shouldn't be allowed to be masked with no ID.
I agree. And they shouldn't be allowed to come after people without a search warrant. And they shouldn't be able to kick the door in with a no-knock raid, which is what the SWAT teams are doing all the time. We have lost control of our police, and now it's really going to accelerate once you make the police federalized, which is what Trump is there to do.
Audi MRR says this is not limited to black American. No, you're right. I was since we were talking about Chicago, that's just what I was focusing on because Chicago is a largely black area. But those problems will rear their heads anywhere where there is a large portion of fatherless homes.
Yeah,
it is
right.
Simply, especially young men, they need a father. They need someone who is going to lay down the law. They need.
But you know, the thing is, so in the 80s, there was a lot of talk about welfare reform and the damage that had been done and how welfare just destroys things. And there was a book by Charles Murray, an economist, called Losing Ground. And that was used quite a bit by the conservatives to argue about how counterproductive Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty was. And yet now Charles Murray is advocating for universal basic income. He's advocating for another welfare system that is universal, even after he very successfully documented how harmful welfare was. He now wants it for everybody. I mean, this is the kind of bizarro world that we live in, where you see people flip from one side to the other. He knows how harmful that is, and again, it rolled out primarily in inner city black communities where they were giving them a lot of money, and it was very destructive of the community and of the society that was there. But you've also seen it in places like poor areas of Appalachia and things like that. But that system, they want to make for everybody and as a means of control, because everything that they do is to create a dependency on government. And it's very easy to do that. It's very easy to domesticate us, so they got us eating out of their handouts. Just like the same way that you domesticate a wild animal. You know, you start feeding it, and it gets pacified that way. And so they're always looking for something like that. They want to control everything about you. They want to control your housing. They want to control your food. They want to control your education, your medical care, your transportation. That's part of why they've got this war on cars, is because they don't want you having your own private cars. They want you dependent on their trains and their trams and their planes, whether it's publicly owned or whether it's privately owned, they can still control it. Just take a look at the airports. It's all about control. Every bit of this is about control.
Owen61, thank you very much. He says, thank you, Marty. And I say thank you, Marty,
yes,
as well.
Yes, thank you.
Really do appreciate it. CJP Rumble, Palantir Technologies, a long-standing partnership with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, recently awarded a $30 million contract to develop a surveillance platform.
Hmm. Yeah, and of course the Flock people are also really bad. I talked about that this week, I think. Did I talk about that, or did I just read it? I don't know. What's happening with the Flock people?
I think it got mentioned but not covered in depth.
Well, we've talked about the Flock camera system before. It's a private system, and they come in and they do the recording, and it's just the same legal, quote-unquote, legal prevarication that they use to...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, Go to OrionReports.com or call 888-343-4738.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
To have the CIA and NSA spy on people using AT&T. Well, we're a private company. If people choose to do business with us, then they've agreed to give us their information. Now we own the information. It doesn't belong to them, and we can turn it over to you. Well, people aren't choosing to use Flock systems, but they say that if it's in the public arena, it's fair game, and they can record it, and if they want to record it, then they can hand it over to the police. And so you've got jurisdictions. This is how they play the game on one side and then deny that they're actually playing the game, the plausible deniability. You've got police departments and different municipal jurisdictions where they're giving money to the Flock camera system, and then saying it's not theirs, it belongs to the Flock people. And then they use that as surveillance. And they're hooking it up with thousands of cities all across the United States to create this nationwide surveillance network. But now they also run these gunshot detectors where they would listen to hear if there was a gunshot and report that and try to triangulate where that was. But now they have changed it. You always have this kind of creeping tyranny. Now they're using those gunshot detectors to listen to people's conversations. And so now they're going to record you not only visually and make connections with your license plate. So they have automated license plate readers there. They have AI that's scanning everything. They'll identify your car even by the individual idiosyncrasies of your car. Let's say that you got a dent somewhere, a scratch somewhere. They'll use that as much as the license plate to identify your car and start mapping out your whereabouts. And now they can start listening to people. And so, yeah, it's Palantir is horrific, but you've got others that are out there as well, like the Flock people. And that's a partnership with these local governments. You're going to have to stop that at the local level.
Ephesians 6:12, thank you very much, says, thank you, Nat Family and Marty, for the match. I'm truly grateful for the show. And, of course, I'll reiterate, Marty says that he is going to match any $5 donation made before the end of the show, and we really do thank him for that. And thank everyone that has already donated. Yeah. Junk Silver, good to see you. I hadn't seen you in a while. I was wondering how you were doing. So I hope you're doing well, Junk Silver. Says, thanks, Marty. Yes, thank you, Marty. Yeah.
Silver is not junk level anymore, is
no.
It? Yeah, we're going to be talking about that coming up in a few minutes. Tony's not going to be joining us today, but we do have some news about gold and silver.
Yes, Tony will be on tomorrow.
Yes.
JCK, so I guess Jack 93. I live in Chicago. How does David feel about sanctuary cities? Is that constitutional? ICE wouldn't be here in that case.
Yeah, I think that when you look at people have said we're going to be a sanctuary city for kids being transgendered and that type of thing, and or for the Second Amendment. I think if they're doing Second Amendment, if they're supporting the Second Amendment and saying they're a sanctuary city for guns, they can do that. If the federal government is going to be against the Constitution, they can be for the Constitution. When it comes to sanctuary cities for immigration, as I've said in the past, I don't think they have the authority to do that. I think that is a federal function. But I think that the real issue is the means that you use. So I agree with the end that they're trying to do, but I think that if you're trying to not have a civil war, you would do certain things. If you're trying to have a civil war, you will do certain things. I think the things that I see being done now are there to exacerbate tensions and to exacerbate polarization and division in our country. As I've said before, the federal government is still, even under Trump, still paying for people to live here who don't have the means of support, and making them legal citizens. And so I think their job primarily should be the border. That's in their name. Immigration control and the border patrol and that type of stuff. They should be working on stopping it at the borders. And in terms of people who are already here, I think it'd be a wiser policy decision to cut them off of the welfare system rather than to send these agents around. But even if they have the authority, and I believe they have the authority to physically eject people that are here illegally, I think that you want to do that without having the kind of actions and tactics that I see ICE having. When these people are wearing masks, when they're just acting like rogue individuals, and I've seen videos of these guys on public transportation, and people are yelling at them, "Where's your warrant? Where's your badge? Show your face," and all the rest of the stuff. I have a real problem when the government enforcers are acting that way. So there's a standard for how they should act. And we should always try to follow those, hold them to a higher standard even, because of the danger of the use of force that government has a monopoly on. Again, I agree with the end in terms of getting out illegal aliens, especially those who are not, who are living off the state, but you got to be very, very careful about the means that you're doing.
B. Turner 170. Thank you very much, B. Turner. Says, great show, David. Grim Creeper 3. Thank you. Says, thank you, DK and family. Once again, hey, that's me. Swamp Lover. Police, standing army, our forefathers warned us about.
Yeah.
CJP Rumble, problem, reaction, Palantir. Jerry Alitalo, Palantir Technology is not considered the most powerful corporation on Earth, but is one of the most valuable companies, ranking among the top 25 globally.
Yes.
Steve Evs, silver just hit $54.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Keeps going up.
Gold's over $4,200 this week. It's just amazing. I'm looking at this and how rapidly it's going up. I think it's one of the reasons that Tony's going to be joining us tomorrow. He said he had a lot of things happening today, and I think he's probably getting swamped with orders. It is a gold rush that is happening now.
So. Yeah. Pezzono Vante, 1776. A state war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Bennett. I was about to say I can't go a whole 3 weeks with no Tony. Don't worry. He will be on tomorrow. Of course, he is just incredibly busy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy time.
The work never ends.
Things are really accelerating and along that line. And we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. American dream.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Well, we were talking about the Pharmakia. The Pfizer Kia, as one person put it, earlier in the show. And I've got this from Del Bigtree. It's a good report. He's with the ICANN network. They've done some good work, along with Children's Health Defense has done that. And RFK, I think RFK did much better work before he got in the government, frankly. I'm very disappointed that he's trying to find one red herring after the other to let the vaccine companies off the hook for autism. So forth. But this is Del Bigtree talking about vaxxed versus unvaxxed and some information that was covered up about that.
Publishing something like that, I might as well retire. I'd be finished.
I mean, I'm just curious. What in this data makes you think it will be as catastrophic to your career as you think?
What was he so afraid of? The study was a bombshell.
18,468 subjects, 1,957 of them were fully unvaccinated. When comparing the health outcomes of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, they found an increased risk in the vaccinated of several chronic health conditions. The vaccinated subjects were over 4 times more likely to have an asthma diagnosis.
4.29 times in the adjusted. And that seems, I've looked at a lot of studies, that's 3.26 to 5.65.
They also found 3 times the risk for atopic diseases,
which is kind of a subset of allergic diseases.
They found almost 6 times risk for autoimmune disease.
The autoimmune diseases this paper looked at include thrombocytopenic purpura, rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, systemic lupus erythematosus, MS, multiple sclerosis, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. They mentioned there are over 80 different autoimmune diseases, and what their data showed for autoimmunity, 6 times increase in those who got vaccines when compared to the unvaccinated.
Which is staggering, because autoimmune disorders really represent significant morbidity and health costs and suffering, you know, accrued over a lifetime.
Neurodevelopmental disorders.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? Do you remember?
5.5 times risk for neurodevelopmental disorders.
We know that the immune system is intimately connected with both brain development and brain functioning. And so when the immune system gets triggered by illness, potentially by vaccination, you can get neuropsychiatric symptoms, presumably related to brain inflammation and, you know, immune processes in the brain.
2.92 times the amount of motor disabilities, 4.47 times the amount of speech disorders in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated.
3 times the rate of developmental delay.
They found the same things I found related to allergy and autoimmunity. Also, 6 times more acute and chronic ear infections.
Interestingly, there were several health conditions where they couldn't even do this analysis because there were none in the unvaccinated group. The way that the mathematical formulas work, you can't have a zero in any one group and be able to compare risk.
For example, there were 262 children who had ADHD in the vaccinated group. Amongst the unvaccinated group, there were zero cases of ADHD. Zero.
These ones are just mind-boggling. These conditions were not found at all in almost 2,000 unvaccinated kids. Zero brain dysfunction, zero diabetes, zero behavioral problems, zero learning disabilities, zero intellectual disabilities, zero tics, and zero other psychological disabilities in the unvaccinated.
I'm going to read the conclusion here. Despite this, and in contrast to our expectations, again, the author's expectations was they'd conduct the study and probably find vaccinated people a whole lot healthier than the unvaccinated, right? This is what we found. We found that exposure to vaccination was independently associated with an overall 2.5-fold increase in the likelihood of developing a chronic health condition when compared to children unexposed to vaccination.
And again, you know, began by saying that this is amazing study. I mean, you could, well, it'll be a career ender to put this stuff out. And that tells you why people like Marty McCary, RFK Jr. are not ending this stuff, because it would end their career. And who would end their career? Well, that would be Donald Trump. You know, if he comes out too strongly against the vaccines, that'll be the end of his time there at HHS.
He's made that calculation.
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Cry me a river. Your career would be ended if you expose that you are actively harming children in mass numbers constantly, and you are going along with this in order to profit. Oh, no, your career might be ended, that career of profiting off of the suffering of others.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, you know, so-and-so is just doing their job, you know. Well, you're doing the wrong job. Having a job is not a justification for harming people one way or the other. And the massive amount of harm, I mean, you heard that. All those different conditions where they had zero cases in the 2,000 people that were unvaccinated, and 16,000 people who were vaccinated and 2,000 who were unvaccinated, and they couldn't even compare the groups because you can't statistically divide by zero. Yeah, you get an infinite number. And so it is, we could say that the vaccines are infinitely more dangerous than not having them. And so it's a horrific situation that we're in right now. People need to get that information and need to push back on it, because the government is not there to help you. The government is not going to save you, especially in this area. What the government will do is the government will do the same thing that Trump has been doing. They'll lie to you, bull-faced lie to you, about how instead of killing tens of millions of people with a shot, he says he saved 2 million people. That's a bull-faced lie if ever there was one. And so they will continue with that kind of stuff. Just understand that you need to try to get the word out to your friends and family. And then we have a new report by Canadian researchers. They're challenging widely cited claims that COVID-19 vaccines saved millions of lives in the U.S. Where did those claims come from? By and large, coming from Trump. He's not necessarily the one who created this, but he's the one who is propagating this. And again, when I say this is what he deserves to be seen. Yeah, that devil right there. Take my shot. Yeah, that's it. The authors of a preprint paper published this week by Correlation, a Canadian nonprofit research organization, argue that the claims are based on modeling studies that use flawed assumptions, resulting in, quote, fantastic and unverifiable conclusions. I would say that that pretty much describes everything that comes out of Trump's mouth, that is fantastic and unverifiable because it's not true. Peter Hotez, the guy that's no stranger to anybody that's followed this vaccine scam, in interviews in his 2024 congressional testimony, cited a 2024 study by Megan Fitzpatrick touting that 3.2 million lives have been saved by the vaccines. Legacy media latched on to Fitzpatrick's and Hotez's claims, widely repeating and amplifying them, and so did Trump. They won't say that in this publication. They won't take him on directly. But according to all-cause mortality experts, Dennis Rancourt and Joseph Hickey, Fitzpatrick used a, quote, counterfactual theoretical calculation. That's kind of interesting. Counterfactual. Sounds like a lie. Sounds like a big word for a lie. That yielded incorrect assumptions about infection fatality rates and vaccine efficacy. In their new paper, Rancourt and Hickey argue that the counterfactual calculations like those used by Fitzpatrick and other researchers can lead to dangerous conclusions and should not be used to drive policy. So, what is a counterfactual model? Well, they're designed to estimate the outcomes of a given intervention, in this case, the Trump shot, if the intervention had not occurred. And so, to do that, researchers project an alternative scenario. In other words, they just make it up. You want to say that they project an alternative scenario? They just invent one. It's pure fiction. And science fiction, if you will. By design, these models are based on a series of assumptions that they say range from tenuous to outright wrong. So you just make this up and say, here's my assumptions. And of course, this whole thing began with false assumptions and a bad model from the Imperial College of London. That Trump said, well, two very smart people brought that to me. And so there we go. When researchers use counterfactual models to estimate lives saved by the vaccine, isn't that interesting? They call it counterfactual because it has no facts. It's exactly the opposite of some kind of a factual model. It is a non-factional model. We can say it's a science fiction instead of science facts. So anyway, when they use counterfactual models to estimate lives saved by the vaccines, they must first estimate how many COVID-19 infections would have occurred during the time in question had there been no vaccines. And then how many of these infections would have resulted in death? Again, all this stuff is just made up. And it's very much like what Obama did with his job statistics when he said we had this many jobs created and this many saved. There's no way that he could know how many jobs were not lost because of supposed policies that he had put into place. Again, it's just total fiction. But the whole thing began that way.
Science fiction from the science faction.
Yeah, the science faction. The Imperial College of London, again, you know, when you look at their curve, you know, that we're supposed to flatten, right? They had this curve that had been there since the early 1800s, talking about when some kind of a condition goes through a community, right? Didn't matter what the disease was. And so you look at that curve that's there since the 1840s that they said that they were going to flatten. But the model that the Imperial College of London had was not a curve. It was a straight line just going up and to the right forever because their assumption was that every person that got it was going to infect two people, and those two people would then each infect another two people, and on and on and on. And that wasn't even the assumption behind all of this virology science. So they violated this questionable science of virology. They violated all of the paradigms and all of the foundations of that to begin with throughout this whole thing. It never made any sense. To calculate the infection rate over time, researchers used another model. They call it contagion dynamics modeling. They said to estimate COVID-19 infections and averted deaths, lives that were saved, they relied on the vaccine efficacy rates from the clinical trials. But those trials claimed made exorbitant claims that we've now debunked. They were all lies, right? This is 90% effective. Oh, mine is 94%. Mine's 95% effective, and on and on. They kept jacking it up till they got to 100%. Then when reality started appearing, they started pulling it down. So they got to essentially zero. This whole industry of counterfactual calculations is what I would call politics by science.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's just a big lie. It's all pseudoscience. It is equivalent to saying, I'm going to argue that the intervention that we made had a huge benefit without having any empirical evidence to support that claim. And that's what Trump constantly does. He does that not just with the shot. He does that with everything that he does. Researchers are simply plugging Big Pharma's data into a formula, which then shows that millions of lives were saved. These are contrived studies, he said. And so the model's certainty depends on belief in incredible coincidences. According to the models, the COVID-19 virus, became highly virulent immediately after the vaccines or boosters were rolled out. So the vaccines likely saved many lives. Of course, the other explanation of that would be that there wasn't a pandemic, but there was mass poisoning by these vaccines and boosters. In the same way that they used to tell people that you had to go in at night because of curfew, because evidently the virus only kills at night, right? That type of thing. Of course, it only gets people who are not wearing a mask in a restaurant when you're standing up waiting to be seated. Once you sit down, you're okay. So don't go out at night and don't stand up without a mask or the virus will get you.
In a world where the virus only comes out at night.
That's right. It really is.
It would be a terrible... If you were to see this in a movie, you would think, this plot is horrendous. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be looking at it thinking, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. And yet people saw it happen in reality and went... Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir.
Yeah, that's, again, you know, when you look at it, it's like we talk about with a movie, right? You have a certain world.
Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, you have a certain world that's been created. Okay, well, that world was the quote-unquote science of virology. And then when you go in and you break all the rules of that world and you still try to tell this narrative story, it just doesn't work. And that's my position with it all the time. I talk about that stuff all the time. This is counter to everything that they've always said about all of this stuff. So you'd have to believe that these incredible coincidences where the pathogen suddenly became more virulent. There's no firm demonstration that the virus became 5 or 10 times more virulent at a certain time, a year into the declared pandemic, after there was a lot of excess mortality in 2020, he said. Well, again, the obvious thing is that it's the vaccine that is killing people. It's not the virus that they didn't isolate, that I don't believe existed. The models require people to believe that the pathogen was at a very deadly point when the vaccine campaigns occurred, and only at those times. And again, we know that it was the hospitals had a huge role in people that had respiratory illness. They would say, well, you've got COVID, and then the treatment that they would give them would kill them. 60 countries banned this pesticide, but Trump insists that it's safe to use in the U.S. It is a pesticide, atrazine. I mean, that sounds like some kind of, that sounds like some kind of a CIA poison that they would give somebody, right? We had this retired KGB agent, he was sitting on a park bench in London, and they hit him with atrazine.
You never saw it coming. Hit him with the atrazine, now he's a woman. And you know women can't stop talking. He's told us everything.
That's right. So anyway, Trump's Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that atrazine does not pose an extinction risk to a single protected animal or plant, despite widespread contamination of the nation's rivers, lakes, and streams. And in that position, they take that alone against the rest of the world's opinion. They said tough rhetoric on the dangers of atrazine in the initial Make America Healthy Again Commission report has now been replaced with industry talking points in the follow-up report following outcry and heavy lobbying by corporate agriculture. And again, this is Children's Self-Defense, which was RFK Jr.'s baby in the past, and they have tried to not be too directly point the finger directly at RFK Jr., but they have pointed out what is happening with this. And kudos to them for putting Trump's name on this, because he's the one who owns this. This is what has happened to all of MAHA. All of MAHA has been replaced with industry talking points everywhere. And, of course, I think RFK Jr.'s big role is in trying to use a red herring of Tylenol to excuse the vaccine's contribution to autism being the primary cause of it. So as this is all happening with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, remember that the Trump U.S. Department of Agriculture has successfully authorized and is now pushing mRNA for all of our food, and that is, you know, chicken, pork, and beef. So they want to shoot all the animals with mRNA. That is Brooke Rollins who's doing that. And then you got the EPA, you got Lee Zeldin under Trump, fighting to continue water fluoridation. They had already lost that case in court, but the Trump administration is trying to revive that. The Trump administration is working to reverse that court case that would end water fluoridation. And so now they're on to atrazine. So, hiding behind the rhetoric of MAHA, a poison that is likely to keep Americans sick for generations, is moving forward full steam. Atrazine is banned in 60 countries, the second most widely used pesticide in the U.S. Probably glyphosate, I guess, is the... I don't know if that's a pesticide. That's a weed killer. I don't know, but glyphosate is in everything.
Yeah.
So they want to get atrazine in everything as well. One of the nation's most controversial widespread pesticide water contaminants. It is known as a hormone-disrupting pesticide that is linked to birth defects, multiple cancers, and fertility problems like low sperm quality and irregular menstrual cycles. But nothing is as bad as Trump's vaccine, the genetic code injection. That is, if he's not going to do anything about that, what is he going to do with the rest of this stuff? Even to the extent that you've got people who are suing this fluoride rinse. It's called Firefly. See if you can pull up a picture of that, Lance. There it is right there. So what they do is they put cartoon characters all over. This is like the Joe Camel campaign. Even worse, I think.
That one, they said it was like their advertising to kids because it was a animated figure. This one... There is clearly some advertising to kids going on.
Yeah, absolutely worse than the Joe Camel thing, which, again, we had our guest the other day was talking about that, how he got out of the advertising business because of Joe Camel after they had the case that was there. Anthony Frieda said, I didn't want to be selling cigarettes to kids. Somebody is selling fluorine to kids with Buzz Lightyear canisters and things like that. And so some people are suing them. The product is called Firefly Anti-Cavity Fluoride Rinse, except everything about that is a lie. A federal judge will not stop a class action accusing a children's mouthwash manufacturer of marketing the product as safe for younger children, despite evidence to the contrary. See, here's the real issue It's the same issue that you have with toothpaste. If you've got young kids and you're teaching them to brush their teeth, you got to make sure that toothpaste is not fluoride toothpaste because they're more likely to swallow it, especially if it's some kind of a mouth rinse that's got Buzz Lightyear's head at the top of the dispenser. They're more likely to swallow that. And if you look at the back of the toothpaste that's got fluoride in it, it says, do not swallow this. And if you do swallow it, call poison control. That's been one of our arguments about why it shouldn't be in the water, is because they even say it on toothpaste. Don't swallow this. Use a very small amount and don't swallow it. And we know that the amount that they tell people to use, like a little pee, most people don't do that. Most people will, you know, fill up the whole toothbrush with it. I know I do. But so, you know, all of this stuff is key. But you got the Trump administration who is trying to keep fluoride in our water supply. The Firefly's container is shaped like a toy, and it's decorated with a cartoon character that's popular with preschool-age children, such as Paw Patrol and Buzz Lightyear. The rinse comes in different colors and flavors, including bubble berry, wild melon, bubble gum, and ocean melon. The women said there's a broad agreement among health authorities that children younger than 6 years old should not use over-the-counter fluoride rinses due to concerns of intoxication, tooth decay, and vomiting. And again, I remember that pediatrician who you guys were under 6 years of age and wanted us to give you fluoride tablets. He was very concerned that you weren't getting enough fluoride in your water since we were on well water.
You really need to retard these children.
Yeah.
So yeah, all this stuff also, is... the things that they list are tooth decay or vomiting. Yeah, why are they vomiting? It's because they're swallowing it. And that's going to do more to them than just cause them to vomit. The vomiting is the body's reaction to get the poison out of the body. That's
right.
A good thing.
That's right. Yeah, but fluoride actually, instead of, you know, aiding tooth decay, it actually causes tooth decay. Fluorosis is one of the issues, discoloration and decay of the teeth and the bones. So again, this is dangerous. And so why is the Trump administration fighting to continue to put it in the water supply? And why isn't RFK Jr. fighting against this? He always used to in the past. So, the Firefly fluoride product. Make sure you don't have that. Don't have a Joe Camel cigarette, which is not what couldn't even be sold to kids. But let them get the Buzz Lightyear fluoride poisoning. And even flavor it like it's candy. So of course they're going to think they need to swallow it.
Here, kids, have some bubblegum flavored poison.
Plus, would Buzz Lightyear give you something that was poisonous?
It sends you to infinity and beyond.
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
Explain why warning labels on the back of products don't prevent a package from being construed as misleading. So this was key to it, right, to the court decision. They said, well, we put a warning label on there. And again, this is kind of in microcosm what these different organizations are doing, these different public health organizations, what RFK Jr.'s HHS is doing. They said, well, we're going to warn you under certain circumstances that this stuff could be harmful, and maybe it's not a good idea for young kids and pregnant women to have the COVID shot anymore, maybe some of these other vaccines. But, hey, we're all about freedom of choice, so, yeah, if you want to take it, I'll give you a warning, but you can still take it. We saw that happen in Florida for a while. They were reluctant to do a ban of these vaccines, but they said, well, we're not going to recommend it anymore. But, you know, it's up to you. You want to poison yourself.
I also love the argument of, what, you thought this was for kids? Did you not read the warning? I mean, there's clearly written in little plain text in fine print on the back that this is not to be given to children at all. Are you insane?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that preschoolers are not reading that that warning label on the back. So explain why these warning labels on the back are the product can still be construed as misleading. There was a previous case, Bell versus Publix Supermarkets, which concerned a front label that promised 100% grated Parmesan cheese, while the back label disclosed the inclusion of preservatives. So it was preservatives added to it, so it wasn't 100% Parmesan. It's maybe 99% Parmesan and 1% preservatives. Many reasonable consumers do not instinctively parse every front label or read every back label before placing groceries in their cart. Firefly is presented as a toy, and it tastes like candy. It's not presented as a serious drug, making consumers even less likely to examine the back label to ensure that the toy-shaped, candy-flavored mouthwash...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Depicting cartoon characters from shows popular for preschool children is indeed safe for preschool children. Plaintiffs said they bought the rents at Walmart and wouldn't have bought it had they known that it wasn't safe for their children and grandchildren, which Jenkins said suffices to satisfy the allegations of financial damage. So again, they have found out about this, and they're trying to do this to draw attention to it, to maybe get it off the market. Utah became the first state to ban fluoride in public water supplies. The law took effect in May of 2025. Florida is now the second state. DeSantis signed that also in May. That was a week later, and banned the addition of fluoride to public water systems. But you know, Trump's EPA is fighting to keep it in the water again. As of October, this year, the movement to ban fluoride in public water is expanding. At least 16 states introduced legislation in 2025 to prohibit or to regulate fluoride addiction, with Florida and Utah being the only states to pass such bans. Other states included Ohio, Texas, Louisiana, and Nebraska, considering similar measures. The EPA is reviving the potential health risk of, reviewing, I should say, the potential health risk of fluoride, but they're reviving the lawsuit to challenge its removal. The FDA is removing ingestible fluoride supplements for children from the market. The CDC continues, however, to recognize water fluoridation as one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century, which should tell you that public health is not about your health at all. Public health is how they want to kill us. Just like public education is how they want to deliberately dumb us down. So RFK is blasting Tylenol-chugging TikTokers as experts explain why taking acetaminophen during pregnancy may be as risky as drinking alcohol. Well, again, every day he pushes some new cover-up for the vaccines. I'm not saying that Tylenol doesn't have risks. I'm just saying that he's using this to misdirect people away from the risks of the massive vaccine campaign. And it really is tragic to see how he has turned in order to save his job. I mean, we see that all the time. I was just following orders, or I was just doing my job. And this is, people will lie to themselves. I've seen people do it in media. You know, well, I have this audience here, and I'm going to lose that audience if I tell them the truth about Trump, right? So I'm going to keep that audience, and someday I will tell them the truth when it's something really important. Well, guess what? Every time you lie to them, it becomes easier to lie to them the next time. And you never get to that point where you actually start telling them the truth again. Peter Marks, the former FDA official, instrumental in the rollout of the Trump shots, the mRNA shots, has landed an executive role at Eli Lilly. Imagine that. Imagine my surprise. Eli Lilly, where Trump went to hire his the CEO of Eli Lilly, hired him to run HHS. And we ended up with the COVID shots and the fake pandemic. It was Alex Azar was the guy who declared that we had a COVID pandemic when they only pretended to have six people in the United States that had tested positive for COVID. He was the guy who did that. He was at Eli Lilly. And so now Peter Marks, the FDA official who rolled out COVID-19, and he even came up with the term Operation Warp Speed, allegedly. Marks is the one who named it Operation Warp Speed. And he described it as the single most critical figure, he's been described as the single most critical figure in the vaccine decision. The Washington Post called him the most important government employee that most people have never heard of. And now with the revolving door, he is at Eli Lilly, the place where Trump goes to get his pandemic shills. GOP congressmen are calling for an investigation of the FDA officials who approved a new abortion drug. Did you know they've approved a new over-the-counter drug? And so people are saying, how is this happening? And, of course, one of the things that RFK Jr. has not really been in opposition to was abortion. And so if he's going to cave on the autism stuff, I wouldn't be surprised to see him looking the other way on the abortion thing. Josh Hawley, Senator, and Congressman Mark Harris from North Carolina are calling for a review of the individuals who are responsible for this approval. And 12 other members of Congress have also sent a letter directly to RFK Jr. It's clear that rogue actors within the FDA are working to undermine both the sanctity of life and the administration's commitment to protecting it. Well, I got to say, what a sham it is to call yourself pro-life when you are pushing the mRNA genetic code injection. What a total sham that is. Or to call yourself pro-life when you are starting wars, when you're continuing wars. Senator Hawley first issued a formal letter to the FDA Commissioner, Marty McCary, and Senator Hawley outlined the dangers of these pills, citing statistics such as 11% of women suffering adverse health effects. He then went on to scrutinize the FDA's review process, labeling it as potentially toothless. Of course it is. The FDA is supposed to be conducting a review of the safety regulations around Mephistopheles, as I call the drug. Marty McCary and RFK Jr. must reverse this decision immediately for the safety of our nation's women and children. So in other words, they're rolling this thing out even further. And then finally, a last thing I'll mention is this article has been pushed around quite a bit. A nanoparticle treatment that reverses Alzheimer's in mice, they say. And again, we were supposed to believe that the idea that there was nanotech and these genetic code injections was just science fiction and conspiracy theories. Now they want to tell you that it's there and it's a good thing. We can cure cancer, stop Alzheimer's or reverse Alzheimer's or whatever. That's always the process that they go through. No, that's not in there. No, it is in there, and it's a good thing now. And so now they're starting to push nanotech in treatments and the vaccines as well.
We've got a lot of comments here. Dustin D. Helm, thank you very much, Dustin. He gives a salute. We appreciate it. And I'll remind people that Marty is matching all $5 donations made before the end of the show. So we really do appreciate it. Plenty of people have already donated. So if you're thinking about donating it, it's a good day to drop $5. Defy Tyrant 1776. If Americans think this rounding up of people will stop at illegals, I got a bridge I'll sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just make sure that the Mexicans haven't crashed a sailing ship into it.
Yeah, this rounding up of people is a bridge to where these guys want to go. It really is.
Yeah. Wait till they start rounding up those who oppose government.
Mm-hmm.
Audi MRR. Sanctuary cities were a key component of the manufactured migrant crisis. They engineered this mess right in our face, and now maggots are cheering on the violation of due process.
Yep.
Real Jason Barker, responding to @GDP330. If they stop taxing people for these social services, then families could afford to help family members without the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did. And that's one of the things, when you look at it, they don't want to consider government help to be charity, right? They consider entitled to it. And they get very upset if you call it charity. I found that out when I spoke publicly to a group of Democrats when they were pushing Obamacare. That them's fighting words if you say, you know, we could have charity to help people with medical stuff. And that's the key thing. You know, when we used to have a charitable society, and you go back and look at what Alexis de Tocqueville said about America, democracy in America in the early 1800s, it was organized around charitable private efforts. And when you have a situation like that, it's very easy for the people who are there locally, who are running the charity and handing out the money, they can see if people are gaming the system or if they really need it. They can see that better than if you've got some entitlement program that is coming from thousands of miles away. And then the other part of it is that it encourages people to help. You know, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We all know that from experience. And so, you know, you give somebody some money, you see them helped by that, and that's a real reinforcing thing, rather than being taxed to do it. You know, it's kind of like I gave it the office approach. And, you know, they forced you to pay for this thing, and then they use it inefficiently. I agree. Yeah.
Real Jason Barker read that one. I'm Marty. My jar has more $5 cookies. Get one before they go stale.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Marty. Jerry Alitalo, An Inconvenient Study, great documentary film every American must watch.
Mm-hmm.
Citizen of America, it was designed to latch onto T-cells, and T-cells go wherever your weakest, most dire link is, so therefore you get a plethora of different fatalities.
Yes.
Audi MRR, not only are vaccines harming people, but I'm hearing that biopsies and MRIs can cause damage as well.
Mm.
A Syrian girl, they have not done vaccinated/unvaccinated studies before this for obvious reasons. Yeah. It becomes incredibly obvious how dangerous the vaccines are when you put them up against unvaccinated people. That's why they're always using these sample groups that have, you know, adjuvants directed injectly into them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I had the stroke, they gave me an MRI. And what's the point of it? They use that to sell the surgery to me, right? And it does actually does nothing. And I thought when I was having it, this magnetic field, it's so strong, it's got to be doing something to my body. I don't know what it's doing. I have signs all over the place, you know, don't have any metal in here and all the rest of the stuff. And of course, we had, after that happened, there was that one person who went into the
had the big
facility, had a big chain, and I think killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. But just the noise of that stuff is just, it's just horrific. But anyway, sorry.
Des0707 76. Has anyone heard of the Korean study that found an association between higher cancer rates in people who got the COVID vaccine? Dr. Kaufman reported on it.
Yes, I think we covered that.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah, it was very large study. We're seeing these studies come out over and over again. But, you know, we could see this at the very beginning because you could see it in the VAERS reports. We knew the VAERS report was just the tip of the iceberg, you know, only 1%. And even less than that for COVID because they were actively being discouraged from participating in it. Nevertheless, you could see that it was just exploding. And so besides the caution that should have been warranted by doing something that is a completely untried process, or the process, the mRNA, nobody had ever tried that and never had a drug that had been tested that got approved for it. Besides that, you can immediately see what was actually happening. But of course, Scott Adams says that we were just lucky, but
I was too smart. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out because my brain was too monumentally large. Well, whatever you say, Scott. Original Babe, it's not just children. Many of us adults are vax damaged from vaxes, not just COVID ones. Hep B, meningitis, tetanus, etc.
Yeah, tetanus shot. They always want to give you an re-up on the tetanus shot.
You need it again. Audi MRR. So Trump is pro fluoride in our water. Defend that one, MAGA voters.
That's right.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm Marty. No toothpaste for me. Baking soda does just fine.
Yeah. That's right.
Real Jason Barker. I remember when they used to line us up in the classroom to do fluoride rinses and they told us not to drink it. They made it taste so good that I always did. Maybe that's why I'm special now. It's activated your mutant powers, Jason.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. They don't have to confiscate guns. Soon ammo won't be available to the public. Recently, that ammo plant exploded in Tennessee, ended all production indefinitely.
Was that an ammo plant? I thought that was military.
I think they specialize more in military explosives. If they did manufacture ammo, it was a side thing. They had been awarded multiple government contracts for specialty devices regarding explosives. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that happened not too far from here, 3 to 4 hours away. Yeah. A place called Bucksnort.
Yeah.
But it was a very sad thing. I think it's sick.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
16 or 19 people were just killed instantly when it exploded. So,
gone.
When you look at it, there's just nothing left. It's
I saw a report down the person down the street said when it went, I thought my house had exploded. It was so violent. They were quite a ways away from it.
Yeah, I saw someone had a Ring camera and they're about 20 miles away and you can still hear the explosion. Wow. And, you know, Tennessee isn't a flat state, so it's not just, you know, like Kansas where. The sound just travels. It had to go around and up and over and all kinds of different things. Lord Voldemort says, oh no, Lord Voldemort, he who must not be named. My dentist will look at you funny if you say fluoride is bad.
Oh yeah.
It's funny these things like that pesticide they just outlawed in 60 other countries, but if you try and sell someone in the U.S. that it's bad, it's like, oh, so you're anti-science? It's the whatever science is paid for.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's the same thing with not necessarily fluoride, though no other country puts fluoride in the water, or not many. There were other medical dental things that are outlawed. Was it amalgam, the ingredient in it? Is outlawed in a bunch of other countries, and I got into a big thing with the dentist because I said I didn't want that. It's like, well, this is the standard. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we call it silver. It's just so you don't understand that it's mercury.
Come on. Don't you want just a little bit of poison in your mouth?
Yeah.
Jim's7, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Says, we used pink tablets in school to make sure we brushed correctly. Got to get those habits. Yeah. WFV3, I gave my dentist a set of Jack Lawson civil defense manuals. That's how much I love my Christian dentist.
That's good. That's
making good. Sure that he's going to stick around if everything goes down. You're going to need him.
That's right. Yeah, he's going to be a key part of your society that you're building. That's great. That's a great idea. That is a great manual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, JackLawsonBooks.com.
Yeah. We have Shadow Boxer. They told us about the lipid nanoparticles in the shop, but never said what it did. It was the main ingredient. Now they will lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what it's doing.
Yeah, we got this mRNA. Don't worry. It doesn't affect your DNA, except now they tell us that it does. And then it's wrapped in this liquid nanoparticle. And don't worry about that either. As a matter of fact, it was, what was it they were putting in it? Pegylated, right? PEG, polyethylene glycol. And the people at Children's Health Defense, when they saw that it was going to be pegylated, they said, wait a minute. We have a lot of people that we know. Have severe allergies to this, and they're going to go into anaphylactic shock if you inject it into them. And so the FDA said, well, we don't care. Contact Pfizer. We work for Pfizer. So they contact Pfizer. Of course, Pfizer doesn't care.
Moderna that sounds like care. A problem for somebody else.
Yeah. Really? But my pay level, right? The people who pay me are Pfizer. So.
Real Jason Barker, thank you very much. Reminder that we have matching tips on $5 contributions. Thank you, yes. Jason. Thank we appreciate you. It. And appreciate you reminding people as well.
And thank you, Marty.
Appreciate yes. That. Marty is the one who is matching the donations, so we really do appreciate it. Lord Voldemort again says, RFK needs to get an Academy Award for his role in the Maha movie.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Evs says, I just got my Wise Wolf UPS monthly shipment. I wish Tony were here today. He's a great guy. I look forward to him tomorrow.
Yes, we do too. Yeah,
it's always a good time having Tony on. Assyrian girl. Or they inject control groups and vaccine studies with other vaccines, which also have high rates of adverse effects. Yeah. They'll take the previously worst vaccine, ones that are known to cause all kinds of issues, and compare the new ones to that. So they can either go, hey, look, it's got less issues than previous ones, or...
They use meningitis as the quote-unquote placebo. The meningitis vaccine is the placebo for one of these things. I believe it was one of these mRNA things. I forget which company did it. It's totally garbage. Total garbage.
Nibiru 2029, the old fluoride is bad. Trump's new fluoride is good. That's right.
Look, can we take a little bit of mental retardation for Trump? Absolutely.
We should call it smart fluoride. that'll get over all the objections.
So. Con Think, thank you very much, says double my trouble.
Well, thank you. I
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
And ACSAB, thank you. And he says, thank you all. Well, thank you again, ACSAB. Or is it AXAB? I can't tell. I don't know.
Well, it is, before we take a break, we were talking about gold and silver earlier and the amazing things that are happening with it. And again, many of you are fortunate enough to have started accumulating gold on a regular basis through Tony's Wolf Pack. Again, you can go to davidknight.gold. That'll take you to Tony Arterburn's Wise Wolf Gold. And you can buy it at any amount if you wish. Gold is seeing solid gains, of course, and another all-time high. Silver sharply up today, $54. This I thought was very interesting. Jamie Dimon, or Jamie Demon, depending on your perspective on this guy. I actually prefer the demon pronunciation. But he says that gold can easily go to $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce. And yet he says, I'm not a gold buyer. he says, I have to pay 4% to store it. Well, because he would be buying so much of it, he'd have to put it in a vault somewhere. People to do that. That's not the case, as they point out in this article here from Zero Edge. They said, well, 99% of actual gold buyers who own a little gold at home, it costs them 0% to own it. And this is really the storage cost for billionaires who have to store several hundred gold bars. And, of course, if you're using it for a metals IRA, you have to pay for the storage for that as well. But if you got something that has gone up, look at Jamie Dimon, and he looks at this and it's like, okay, so gold has gone up, what, like 60% this year? But I don't want to pay 4% to store it. I don't know what that calculation comes out to be.
Well, you see, for me to actually store my massive dragon hoard, it's a bit inconvenient, you know?
But so you have the advantage of being able to swim through it like Scrooge McDuck.
If you keep it at home, that's right. So I think that's funny. He says go up to $5,000 or $10,000. I mean, we're talking about a 25% increase, or we're talking about a 2.5 times, 250% increase. But he thinks that that's likely. And the reason he thinks that's likely is because of the fundamentals, which are inflation and geopolitical unrest and people looking for a safe haven from the bubble stock market. Billionaire Citadel founder Ken Griffin said investors are starting to view gold as safer than the dollar, calling the development really concerning. And I think when people wake up to the truth, I think that's a good thing, whatever the truth is. And quite frankly, if we lose the dollar as a reserve currency, that's going to make things a lot more difficult for all of us in our life. However, I think that that's going to be some tough love. Because if we can break the power of the U.S. government to print money out of thin air without any consequences, I think that would be a positive thing. That's always how they control us. And that is with, blackmail or bribery with that fiat dollar. Like Demon, Griffin is also very late to a party that we pointed out about 2 years ago at Zero Hedge. when we showed that after the Ukraine war and the Biden administration's idiotic decision to weaponize gold against Russia and in parts China, the flood of central bank buying was the primary driver of the relentless melt-up in gold, a melt-up that shows no sign of slowing. Well, I would say that I didn't really see the Biden administration weaponizing gold. What they weaponized was their financial system and their fiat dollar. And, of course, that just poured fuel on the fire for Russia and China and India and all the other people to get into BRICS, because they see that this financial system is rigged, dishonest, and controlled. And part of establishing the BRICS is accumulating gold. So amazingly, both Demon and Griffin are very wrong in believing that capital is flowing from risk assets to gold. To get a sense of just how under-owned gold is, read the latest Bank of America Fund Managers survey to find out that the allocation among Wall Street professionals to gold is only 2.4%. In other words, they're only hedging their equities and their bonds and stuff like that by accumulating only 2.4% of their portfolio is in gold, which, however, is a huge amount considering that the allocation to crypto is less than one-fifth of that, or 0.4%. So it's about, they've got five times as much gold as they do crypto. When the money really starts moving out of fiat and into gold and into crypto, trust us, you will see a move in the price which makes the current spike look like a quiet picnic. Yes, I think that is true. I think as astounding as this is, you know, when you look at gold up 60% this year, you know, we talk about the rule of 72. You take an interest rate that somebody's giving you, right? They give you a 6% interest rate. That means you divide that 6 into 72, and that's the number of years that it would take for your money to double. So you could double your money in 12 years, okay? But when you got 60% return, you can double your money pretty quickly in just a little over a year or so. And so when you look at that, it is, as crazy as that is, the fundamentals that caused that are still in place, and many of them are getting even more fundamentally bad. And so I think they're right. I think that it's just starting. But I need to take a break real quickly here. Do we have anything that you want to cover?
Yes, we've got Lieutenant Oracle of Truth. Thank you very much. It says, thank you, Marty, and thank you, Knight family. Again, thank you, Marty. Marty is matching all $5 donations made until the end of the show today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Marty. Doug the 007, another $5, says, thank you, Marty. Many thanks for Marty, and many thanks from us for Marty.
Yes.
We have Knights of the Storm. In the old days, family would take care of their elderly. Now we outsource it to Social Security, and it's very inefficient. Such a sad state of affairs if we could only keep our earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, yeah. I think it's a Syrian girl said that. And then, worse than inefficient, it's inhumane.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it was the Knights of the Storm that said the first comment, and the Syrian girl said the second
one. Okay.
You know, it's kind of interesting. For years, I didn't really understand what they meant by the nuclear family. And what they really meant by that, I always thought, well, it's a pretty positive thing. Well, they meant, you know, mother and father and their kids immediately, because they started talking about the nuclear family because the extended family, like you would see, let's say, the Waltons, okay, that remember the TV show? The extended family had basically disappeared because everybody was moving all around the country chasing jobs. And so, that was really kind of what happened. And so now that's why, you know, Social Security is being the safety net for the elderly people, because we don't have families together anymore. It is kind of sad. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And let's see, what are we going to cover next? We've got some interesting statements being made by Eric Trump, as well as his dad, about the basis of salvation in God. Eric Trump is saying that he's saving God. So we've heard his dad say, I don't need any forgiveness in the years past. And now he's starting to have some health issues, I guess. He's starting to think about it. But it still hasn't dawned on his son, Eric. We'll be right back.
deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Well, Eric Trump has written a book, and he went on with influencer Benny Johnson. Influencer. And pushed this book. The book is titled Under Siege: My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. And while making his sales pitch for his book, Eric Trump said of his family's time in the White House, he said, and look, how much better humanity and our world is. I hadn't noticed. Did you notice that, Lance? I didn't. He said, you know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation. We're saving money. He didn't say that. But just like they're not saving money, they're not saving any of those other things, nor do they have the ability to. So he said, we have a return of people to going to church. Yeah, you know, people are going back to church because of Donald Trump. Did you realize that? Just the amazing claims of these people. We have a return to people valuing their children and valuing society and believing in the white picket fence. Yeah, the white picket fence. We all want that white picket fence, don't we? Well, I think a lot of people have fallen on that white picket fence and committed Harry Caray when they got their tax bill or their AI electricity inflated power bill or whatever. But the most positive result, I think, from the Trump family's tenure was what happened in 2020 when they locked down the schools and locked down the students, and people got to see what was actually happening in their schools, the kids' classroom. That encouraged a lot of people to do homeschooling. And so that was an unintended consequence of Trump. It wasn't that he was saving the family for that. It was an unintended consequence. Anyway, he goes on to say, what the American dream represents and what the American dream stands for, and the American exceptionalism and peace around the world, and that people can coexist with one another without having to, you know, pick up arms and destroy each other for no reason at all. Yeah, that's what Trump has done. He's brought peace and harmony everywhere he goes, hasn't he? I've never seen anybody more divisive, foreign and domestic, than Donald Trump. But, of course, his son, I guess this would be, his book would be a good comedy read, wouldn't it, if you could stand the dark humor and the satire. Anyway, he said, people don't pick up arms and destroy each other for no reason whatsoever. You know, not like in Venezuela or anything, right? He's got a reason. He's just not telling us the right reason in Venezuela. Other than incompetent and egotistical governments. Egotistical and incompetent. That is, doesn't describe his dad's administration. As I said, it's all projection, isn't it? He says, it is a beautiful time, and he will go to heaven for all of that. God absolutely guided this journey in ways that, you know, you'll learn about in my book, Under Siege. Well, people had a lot to say about that. Jeremy Edwards on Twitter, these are tweets people have, "We're saving God has got to be one of the most arrogant things a human being can say." Another one, Yannick Skerritt said, pro tip, any person that says that they're saving Christianity or saving God is not on God's side at all. Dick Chatelain said, we're saving God? Can you imagine a Christ follower ever saying this? This train is so far off the tracks, man. It's so very sad and so infuriating. John Favreau said, we've moved rather quickly from God saved Trump to Trump is saving God, which I guess is the foundation of the new MAGA religion. Krista Brown says, we're saving God is the absolute height of hubris. Yes. Well, Trump, unlike his son, is not sure about whether or not he's going to be going to heaven or not. And that was a question he was asked by Peter Doocy on there. And he's kind of mused about this before in the past. Well, if I could stop the war that's going on in Gaza, you know, we could, you know, save 7,000 people a week or something like that. He said, I think that would go a long ways towards getting me in. Well, that's not really the basis. That has nothing to do with Christianity. And you've had somebody who is a spiritual advisor to him, other than people like Paula White and these other grifters of the prosperity gospel, he would know that. So you can have assurance of faith. What?
I do have the video of Eric Trump saying, saving God in the deck. I can play that if you want.
Yeah. Let's hear it out of the out of his own mouth.
Here we are, and we have this amazing peace, you know, deal on Charlie Kirk's birthday. I can't tell you how many things are lining up. I mean, think about the fact that this book came out on Charlie Kirk's birthday on the same day as we have peace in the Middle East. You know, I mean, so many different factors are all coming together at once in the most unthinkable, unbelievable journey. You couldn't have scripted this. You could not, the wildest author could not have scripted this book and the trials and tribulations and twists and turns to get to where we are today. And look how much better humanity and our world is. You know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation. I mean, you know, DEI is out the window, Benny. You know, I mean, you no longer have Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national, you know, for the national anthem. You no longer have, you know, a Budweiser going woke as hell, or
God is so relieved.
Dead. And yet, what do we have? You know, we have a return to people going to church. We have a return to people, you know, valuing their children and valuing society and believing in the white picket fence and what the American dream represents and what the American dream stands for and American exceptionalism and peace around the world and that people can coexist with one another without having to, you know, pick up arms and destroy each other for no reason whatsoever other than, you know, incompetent and, you know, and egotistical governments. It's a beautiful time, and he will go to heaven for all of that. God absolutely guided this journey in ways that, you know, you'll learn it under siege. I mean, it's a big part of the story, but he was there the entire time.
And Benny Johnson just sits there and nods and grins the entire time. That's how he becomes an influence. He's going to lose his influence if he were to speak back against any of that absolute nonsense pablum coming out of Eric Trump's mouth. It's just unbelievable.
He's definitely going to heaven for all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric is a lot more certain about that than Trump is. Got a video of that, too.
Yeah, play the Trump video. This is the Peter Doocy where they're talking back and forth.
An interview, and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly an Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven. But I've made life a lot better for a lot of people. And
yeah, I remember when Karen and I went to the Twin Towers back in the 70s, and we came back with a brochure we got in our photograph album. Said as close to heaven as most people will get. And I thought, wow, that's amazing that was their slogan. But that's kind of what he's talking about there. But you can have assurance of faith. You know, John wrote at the end of the book of John, he said, there were so many things that Christ did, but I wrote these things down so that you may know that you have salvation, that you know that you have eternal life. And of course, the beginning of John, he says that whosoever believes in me has eternal life. If you trust God, if you trust his word, you can know and you can have an assurance of that. And it isn't going to be based on anything that you do. And that is the foundation of the Christian life, as a matter of fact. We got a former Pussycat Dolls star, Kaya Jones, speaks out on rampant anti-Israel sentiment, said, our Messiah is Jewish. She said she left all of the Pussycat Dolls singing and everything to go to Hebrew Bible school after becoming a Christian and dedicating her career to the Lord, she said. Her comments in support of Israel come as anti-Semitism is on the rise in the U.S. and U.K., and filmed just before Trump flew to Egypt to sign the Gaza peace deal. She said, we can't have amnesia right now and forget where we come from. Our Messiah is Jewish, and our traditions, every part of our Christian Bible and traditions, is quilted by the seeds of Abraham. It is very serious that we understand that. Well, the first thing I see wrong with this is that she says seeds of Abraham. Paul made it very clear, he went to great lengths to say that in Galatians, that it was the seed of Abraham, not seeds. It was singular, not plural. It was about the Lord Jesus Christ. It was not about an ethnic or political group. And as a matter of fact, you have J.D. Hall not responding to that, but he said about 5 million times a day on X, he says, and I'm rounding down, someone posts a thread.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Reminding the world that Jesus was a Jew. The claim is meant as a moral corrective, as if repeating it often enough can disarm any Christian who speaks critically about Judaism. It comes wrapped in slogans like Jesus was a Jewish Messiah of the Jewish people with Jewish disciples and a Jewish church. The effect is to present the faith of Christ as an ethnic extension of Israel, rather than the world-changing covenant that completed Israel's story. That was the spirit behind Dan Berwawi's recent tweet replying to Dale Partridge, who had written, I do not hate Jewish people. Like Christ, I hate Judaism. And Berwawi responded, Jesus didn't hate Judaism. He loved it so much that he globalized it. J.D. Hall says, this is a polished answer that was full of reverent phrases about the Judaism of the Old Testament, as though it had something at all to do with the Talmudic Judaism of modern Israel. Yet it proved the point that Partridge was making, that many modern Christians defend the religion of Talmudic Judaism more fiercely than they defend the gospel itself. In the end, they pick the Pharisees who killed Christ rather than Christ himself. The New Testament does not portray Jesus as a reformer who expanded Judaism's reach. It presents Jesus as the appointed, anointed one who brought about Judaism's conclusion. When Jesus said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, he was declaring its completion. Fulfillment is not a continuation. It is a consummation. It is a shadow that is fulfilled by the substance that disappears in the light. Every gospel page shows Jesus declaring an end of the rites of Judaism. Jesus is greater than the temple. Jesus is greater than the Sabbath. Jesus is greater than the entire ceremonial system that defined Jewish worship. And he says it over and over again to the religious leaders of the day. Piece by piece, verse by verse, page by page, Jesus did not globalize Judaism. Jesus rendered it old and obsolete. That's why we call it the Old Testament. And so the Old Testament pointed to Christ and his work. It didn't point to the nation of Israel. I frequently see people who get very upset. I've had a lot of them write me letters saying, "What are you talking about, this replacement stuff, this replacement theology?" And it's like, well, I think that that is not an accurate description. I think that, what we're really talking about here is an expansion theology. It expanded to everyone. And yet there is a replacement that is going on there. When you look in Romans, it talks about how unbelieving Jews were cut off as branches and how Gentiles were grafted in. And then he cautions people to say, yeah, but, you know, they can still be grafted back in. The test is belief in Christ. That is the test. And, when you got grafted in, what were you grafted into? Were you grafted? Did you become ethnically Jewish? Did you become a citizen of the political state of Israel? No. You were grafted into the Israel that is what we're talking about in terms of the followers of Christ. The branch, the root of all of this that we as Christians are just branches of, the root is Christ. He is what people are grafted into. And so the issue is not about ethnic issues. It's not about political issues. It's about your relationship with Christ. And if you really want to bless the Jewish people, bless them with the gospel. Don't tell them that they're okay without Christ. At the Feast of Booths, Jesus interrupted the ceremonies three different times to declare that the shadows had been vanquished and that he was their fulfillment. He interrupted those ceremonies to signify their end, and they were unnecessary to foreshadow his coming because he was now in the room. When dispensationalist Zionists take an axe to Judaism and cut it down, they leave out the part about Jesus taking an axe to Judaism and cutting it down. It's very much like the statue of Martin Luther that the Vatican unveiled in 2017. They celebrated him as having been a Catholic, which he was, but it missed the entire point. He was there as to reform the Catholic. His main thrust was to reform the Catholic Church. And the analogy that you should understand is that that was the purpose of Christ, was to reform Judaism. It ended not simply because the temple was destroyed and sacrifices ceased. The version of Judaism that has now been practiced for 2,000 years is something very, very different. But it ended not just because of that act that happened later on, but it ended because Christ came with a new and a better way. Speaking along of a new different way, I saw this headline. I thought it was absolutely amazing. You know, Mel Gibson is working on a sequel to his Passion of the Christ that he did. And he decided that rather than using Jim Caviezel again, since Jim Caviezel's in his 50s now, he said he'd have to use a lot of expensive CGI to de-age him and things like that. So he went with a different actor to play the part of Christ. And he's getting a tremendous amount of backlash from fans of the movie, saying you can't do that. And the headline that caught my eye was, Mel Gibson faces backlash after, quote, blasphemous recast of the Passion of the Christ sequel. So somehow blasphemy, not to you, Jim Caviezel. I like Jim a lot, but, you know, he tends to think, just like this guy, I don't remember the guy's name. There's a guy that plays Jesus in The Chosen, right? And the two of them are going around places speaking as if they are a moral leader or something, or as if they are Jesus. And there's a lot of people who watch these movies and they actually think that person is, it's kind of like watching, Christopher Reeves play Superman. And you think he's Superman in real life, you know?
Take me for a flight.
I'm not God, but I play one on TV.
That's right. Yeah. So we go from Eric Trump, who says that, that Trump is saving God, the Trump family is saving God and saving the family and all saving everything to people who are accusing Mel Gibson of blasphemy because he switched out actors who are playing Jesus. And this is the part, right? This is the part that concerns me about film. I think it can be very helpful, but also you understand that Hollywood is always going to play fast and loose with the facts. And of course, Mel Gibson has said that this next one is going to be an acid trip. In other words, he's made it up completely because he's trying to imagine what Jesus was doing for 3 days. And so it is just going to be an imaginary acid trip. And these people are getting very upset about that. Wait till they see the actual content. I don't really know what he's going to do with it. But, you know, the real issue is that people get caught up not only in the actor and saying, this is, you know, don't mess with this guy. He's Jesus to me. But they don't realize it very subtly, and it always happens whenever you dramatize something. You can't avoid it. It's also changing God's word in the story. That's a key part of it. And that is just it's unavoidable because when somebody says a line, how they say it is going to make all the difference in the world. Well, we're out of time.
Yeah.
And we want to thank some of these people.
Yes, Columbo27, thank you very much. Says people have often stated that the USA isn't in the last days prophecy. God bless for the great program. Mm-hmm. Radis Bro, thank you. Side note, still nothing on Charlie's killer. Surveillance state working just fine. I'm Marty. Thank you very much, Marty. That's very generous. Says 21 by my account. Latecomers will be matched tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Marty. Thank you so much.
God
thank
you all
of you. Have a good day. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.